Nimble.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming. Before I begin, I just want to start by giving thank you first to Tuvia, who's Michael Russo, for giving the stages that I'm going to be presenting today, as well as, of course, to Rebbe for you know, our discussion yesterday and going over the Chabura, as well as to everyone else here who, as you'll see, there are many, many, many thoughts that, you know, I only came up with throughout through discussions that I had with many of you individually and as in pairs. Okay. So let's begin. Yes. Okay. All right. So the sugya we're going to talk about today, Simchas Nesu'in Uzmaneha. Right. There's we're basically going to try to explore the concept of Simcha as it applies to marriage, starting from the very beginning till the very end. Right. Beginning to the very end, as well as the many we're going to discover that, you know, there are many, as we know from the Gemara, and Daf Ches especially, there are many different zmanim which define the Simchas Nesu'in. We're not going to read through it right now, but it sets out how, you know, you have the time of Sheva Brachos, you have the time, the day of the Nisuin itself, you have the time preceding the Nisuin, during the Me'erusin, you have the time following Sheva Brachos, till Shoshim Yom, you have 12 months. Each of these is a different Zman. We have a couple other Zman that I didn't even just mention right now. So we're going to go through and explore how Simchas Nisuin manifests itself in each of these Zmanim. As we'll discover, there are going to be many, many differences as to how it manifests itself in each one of these times. And we'll try to explore that. We're not going to go in order of time, because we're Lamal ben Azman. We're going to start from the middle. We're going to start from the most logical place to start, which is the Gemara and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, in regards to the sugya of Sheva Brachos, and specifically in regards to the sugya of Simcha, as it appears there. Simcha, as we'll see, meaning Isser Malacha. Okay, so the Gemara and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, we're going to read it together. It's Amar Yichel, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav. Achas Besula, Vachas Almana, Tuna Bracha. Both of Besula and Almana both get Sheva Brachos. Umi Amar Rav Huna Achi. Since when did Rav Huna really say that both the Besula and an Almana get Sheva Brachos? V'Amar Rav Huna, Almana ain't a Tuna Bracha. We know Rav Huna said elsewhere that an Almana does not get Sheva Brachos. How do we resolve these two? Lo Kashya. Kan b'bakar shenas l'almana, kan b'amon shenas l'almana. A bakar that marries an almana does get Sheva Brachos, but an amon, when he marries an almana, when they're both almanas, so then there's no Sheva Brachos. Gemara continues, is that really true? B'amon shenas l'almana, lo? Is it really true that an amon that marries an almana doesn't get Sheva Brachos? B'hamar of Nachman, armeli huna bar nasan. Nachman said, nei rav huna bar nasan. Tana the Brisa says, minayin l'birkas chasana ba'asara, shenemar v'yikach asaran hashim mizignei ha'ir, v'yomer shvupo v'yishevu. So the source for birkas chasana is, of course, went out from Boaz, and Boaz, amon shenas almana hava. Boaz, the source of birkas chasana itself, is from an almon that married an almana. So clearly, even an almon that marries an almana has Sheva Brachos. So how do we resolve the previous statements? The Gemara answers, my ina tuna bracha d'amar Rabuna. So when Rabuna said ina tuna bracha, he didn't really mean ina tuna bracha. He just meant ina tuna bracha kol shiva. He does that an amon that marries an amana doesn't have 7 days of brachos. Aval yom echad tuna bracha. But an amon that marries an amana does have 1 day of bracha. So if we were to stop the Gemara here, just to recap, what we said is that any time a basula gets married, we said earlier on the Amud, right, that anytime Basula gets married, she will have 7 days of brachos, Sheva Brachos. And anytime an Almana gets married, it depends. When an Almana gets married to a Bachor, someone who's never gotten married before, then there will be 7 days of Sheva Brachos. Whereas when an Alma marries an Almana, it'll be 1 day. So in 3 out of the 4 cases, we have 7 days. In the last case, there's 1 day. Okay. And now the Gemara asks the crucial question. Elohad Tanya. But that which the following Brisa taught. Shaktu chachamim al takanas b'nois Yisrael, shehei sameach ima gemol yamin. There was a takana from the chachamim that a man who gets married to an almana, right, should get married on Thursday. The takana that was described a bit earlier in the parak, should get married on Thursday. Why? Shehei sameach ima gemol yamin. In order to ensure that he has simcha with her for 3 days. Thursday, Rashi says the Yom HaChopah. Friday, Rashi says Chivas Pia. And then Shabbos, he's going to be home anyway, not going to work on Shabbos. So he'll be able to be in the Sameach Yimah for 3 days. So what case is that talking about? Iva Bachor Harmar Shiva. If we're talking about a Bachor, I thought it was 7 days. Iva Amon Harmar Yom Echad. If we're talking about an Amon, I thought there was only 1 day of Bracha. So when do we have these 3 days of Simcha? So in the Gemara is Havim, you know, we assume if there's 7 days of Bracha, so obviously there's going to be 7 days of Simcha. And if there's 1 day of Bracha, there will only be 1 day of Simcha. Havim, the two go hand in hand. However, the Gemara answers, and in the answer, we're going to distinguish between the two of them. Iba Yisema Ba'amon. Answer number one is that the Iba Yisema Ba'amon, the statement of Shaktu, that there are 3 days of Simcha, may have been made by an Amon. Sure, Yom Echad LeBracha, an Amon that marries an Amana will have only 1 day for Bracha. However, Shlosha LeSimcha, he'll still have 3 days for Simcha. Even though he only has 1 day for Bracha, Simcha lasts longer than that, and he'll have 3 days of Simcha. He won't be translated the way most of the Rishonim do. He won't be able to work for 3 days. And that's the Gemara's first answer. V'ibay Seiman, alternatively, Gemara's second answer, B'Bachar, really the statement of Shakta was made by Bachar, Shiva LeBracha, Shlosha LeSimcha, 7 days are for Brachos. However, Shlosh to the Simcha, when it comes to Simcha, Simcha is only 3 days. Even though the Simcha only lasts 3 days, by Bracha, Bracha is going to last longer. There's a big Macholgus Rishonim. There are a couple of Macholgus Rishonim regarding these last two answers of the Gemara. And there are basically four different Shitos when it comes down to it. Two main ones and then two Shitos efforts, I guess. The two main Shitos, two general broad shittos, are, I'm going to call one of them the shita of the Rambam, and the second one I'm going to call the shita of the Rashba. Whether or not the Rambam and Rashba, why I picked them, it was somewhat subjective. I could have picked a lot of different Rishonim, and as we'll see, each one of them, the way I'm going to describe it now, there will be, the Rashba himself will argue on a little bit of what I'm saying, but we'll get to that shortly. But just broadly, there are two different approaches, the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam's approach says that these two Lashonos of the Gemara don't argue on one another, they agree. What that means, practically, is that the Rambam says, anytime you have a Basula who's getting married, she'll have 7 days of Simcha, and anytime you have an Alman who's getting married, you'll have only 3 days of Simcha. The Rashba says that no, these two Lashonos actually argue, and we follow the first Lashon of the Gemara. First Lashon of the Gemara, which he has the Gersa flipped, which his first Lashon is our second Lashon. We follow the Lashon that says that Simcha lasts even after Bracha finishes. Now let's take a look and read these two Shitos inside, because the way that the Rishonim formulate these two Shitos is critical to understanding of the nature of the Isur Melacha in general. So first, the first Shita, that the Rambam. So we're going to start by reading the Ran and the Ritva. The way they set it out is the simple way of understanding this Shita, and it's critical for understanding of the Isur Melacha. So taking a look at the first source on the source sheet. So the Ran says, this is the Ram's opinion, Hani Trailer Shino Pli, there's no machogis between these two opinions in the Gemara. Therefore, what comes out is that every case of Almana, whether she marries a Bachor or an Almana, right, she'll always have 3 days of Simcha. Even if she's married to a Bachor. That's what the Bryce says. Mashman, the Ganeshak to Chama to come to the Sel, will Mathik, the Nisis Alman, this is the Bachor. Alma, you see, Lake Almana, the Seer Migimel of Simcha. So the Ran asks a critical question. So why is it, right? Why is it that when it comes to a Bachor that marries an Almana, he's going to have more days of Bracha than days of Simcha? Whereas when an Almana marries a Amon, so then we're going to say the opposite. We're going to say there's more Simcha than days of Bracha. So here's the critical line. So Yesh Lomar, Shakol Lefi Inyanu. Bishim de bracha ba al simcha shlibo shal chasa. Hilkach, bachar shlosa dayin, dislay simcha tve, uvarchan li olam zayin afil nas almana. Bracha, the mechayiv of bracha and the mechayiv of simcha are two totally different things. When it comes to bracha, it comes al simcha shlibo shal chasa. It's totally dependent on the simcha in the chasan's heart. It's dependent on the man, on the chasan. Av al simcha dahainu bito malacha, dehum yishim tekanta didah, but when it comes to Simcha, when it comes to Isur Melacha, That is totally dependent on the woman. Mishum takanta dida. It's a takana that was made, right? Shatucham al takana spinosisha was made for the woman's sake. And therefore, how many days there are of bitul malacha is totally dependent on the woman's status. If the woman is an amana, there will be 3 days of iser malacha. If the woman is a basula, there will be 7 days of iser malacha. Right? Even though bracha is going to be dependent on the chasan, and when we say dependent on the chasan, just to clarify, that doesn't mean dependent on the chasan's prior marital status. What it means is that it's totally on how happy the chasan is going to be. So hence, if you have, there are four cases, right? There's bachar to basula, bachar to almana, amonta to basula, and amonta almana. So in 3 of the 4 cases, there's going to be 7 days of brachos. Why? Because in the case of a bachor, right, the bachor is his first time getting married, so he's always going to be happy. So for him, you obviously have 7 brachos. However, when it comes to an almon, if he's marrying a basula, so then he's going to be really, really happy. So he's going to have 7 days of Shavuot brachos. However, when it comes to an almon that marries an almona, then you're only going to have 1 day of Shavuot brachos because he's not going to be as happy. Right? He's already been married before, and she's an almona. It's her second time also. So therefore, there's only going to be 1 day of bracha. However, when it comes to this and malacha, by contrast, that's only calling on the woman. If the woman's an almana, there'll be 3 days of nisr malacha. Whereas if the woman is a basula, there'll be 7 days of a nisr malacha. Okay, so that's the first way of understanding our Gemara. The two lashonos are really in agreement with one another. According to this lashon, according to this lashon, the way I presented it just now is that bracha is totally dependent on the chasan. Right, in all 3 of the cases, we'll say that there's 7 days of shavuot bracha specifically because of the chasan. However, that's not even within the rishonim that take this approach. There's actually a little bit of nuance. What? There's a little bit of nuance, especially right in the case of an Amon that marries a Basula. Because if you pay careful attention to the Gemara, there's one case that the Gemara did not discuss, right? The whole second half of the Gemara was talking specifically about someone who marries an Almana, and discussed the case of a Bacha that married an Almana, an Almana that married, and an Amon that married an Almana. But when it comes to an Amon that marries a Basula, so the Rishonim discuss what the chiyuv is going to be in that case. And over there, if you take a look for the Ramban, for example, the Ramban asks, what's going to be the halacha? Will we really have 7 days seven days of simcha in that case or not? And the way he phrases it, he doesn't phrase it the way the Ritva and Ran would phrase it, which is that, since she's a basula, so of course she has 7 days of simcha because, the tikkun is totally based on her. But rather, the Ramban is a bit more of a nuanced nuanced language, where he says, he quotes the Rimigash that says that a basula will have simcha for Shiva, umistavar kvasei, and the Rimigash makes sense. Why? Ta'ika tirda de be'ila, because there is tirda of be'ila, because she's a basula. Ubay lamechti vada tfei vidurdugi mishcha b'shas maisa. And the chasan will need to, and he also will need to have extra simcha with her, with their dugi mishcha, which is something the Gemara describes on Daf Yud Zayin, about how they used to, when a basula got married, they used to do certain simanim. One of them was to pour oil on the rabbanon's heads, v'shas maisa, v'shkides benof, and there used to be more celebrations with extra food, and they used to chef extra chickens. So the way the Ramban phrased it here, he doesn't seem to be focused solely on the kala, solely on making the basula comfortable. He throws in these extra phrases, which makes it sound that it may also, especially the tirda de be'ila, which I'm inclined to think is more focused on the man's tirda de be'ila, though I'm not 100% sure, make one think that even within this lashon, it could be that the Ramban at least would think that the 7 days of simcha would be also somewhat for the man.
Okay. Yeah. The dynamic of who he's marrying can affect his simcha too.
Right. Yeah.
It's just saying that it only depends on his status. It could still be that he's the mechayev, but who his partner is or what the conditions are affect not just his status, but.
Well, he seems to be saying that the issur malacha is stemming specifically from the fact that he's going to be tarred, so therefore there needs to be extra time, and there needs to be extra time to do all these things. So meaning the issur malacha isn't just stemming from the fact that, you know, it's going to take 7 days to make her comfortable, but it's also sending something, you know, somewhat from him,
right.
Which is going to be important. Right.
It's a model for explaining that, in addition to trying to isolate them, is it him and her,
right.
And what their status is, Sulam, you know, Almana, Almal, Bachar, etc.
Right.
Sometimes the interaction, the fact, you know, who's marrying who, also affects. It's not just the other party changes. You know, the
right, the basula can affect the man.
When Alma bears a basula, from the Almon's point of view, it's a different.
Right. Right.
Right.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Okay. So that's everything we said so far is all within the first approach to the Rishonim regarding these two Lashonas, that the two Lashonas agree with one another. However, the Rashba quotes a second Lashon, and the Rashba says that it could be that really these two Lashonos actually argue on one another, and the Rashba seems a lot more favorable to one rather than the other. The Rashba in particular says that he favors the Lashon of the Gemara that says that by Amos Shonas Almana there'll be one day of Bracha, but the Simcha continues past that, and the Simcha will last for a full 3 days. And pays to read, I'm not going to read most of these sources inside, but at least these two Rishonim are very important. So it's to read a couple lines of this Rashba inside. The Rashba here says, V'yesh mishapires, right, they're those who explain, Hanin lishni pligi, that there actually is a machlokis between these two Lashonos. Menakin k'lishna basra, and we paskin like the second Lashon. Flip that, because we have a different gears in the Gemara than the Rashba. His second Lashon is our first Lashon. We paskin like our first Lashon in the Gemara. The ba'amon shnas almana, shlosh l'simcha, aval bachar shnas almana, shiva l'simcha, shem shavarkan l'shiva, Yimei Simcha lo vitiri yimei bracha. The Rashba says that the first lashon of the Gemara is very shver, because in the first lashon of the Gemara, a bachar that marries an al, in the first lashon of the Gemara, in the first lashon of the Gemara, a bachar that marries an almana will have 7 days of brachos, but will only be asur melacha for 3 days. And the Rashba says that's very difficult to imagine. How could it be that we're going to be making Shavuot brachos for him all week, right? All 7 days he'll have bracha. You know, we're going to be making sudos for him. But at the same time, starting on day four, he's going to be going to work. He's going to, you know, put a chabilo al ksevo and he's going to head off to work. And the Rashba says that's very hard to imagine. Right? It seems to be, the Rashba says, Nirin hadvarim, heyach efshar demashkim lemlachto, vachivilasu al ksevo, umervarkim lo birkas chasanim. We're going to be making birkas chasanim for him and he's going to be going out to work. We have a pasuk, a concept that a chasan is not allowed to go to work. Right? He's not allowed to go to work. Like the pasuk in Yoel says, in a certain time of war, the chasan will exit his cheder. Whereas in general, a chasan doesn't leave his cheder. So anytime we're making the birkas chasanim, he's clearly a chasan. He has a shame chasan. When he has a shame chasan, how can we possibly allow him to go to work? Therefore, the Rashi says, "V'hadikamar ibayis ima ba'amon meder hu dahadam milish nekamim mishum high time adavron." And therefore, when the Gemara has its second ibayis ima, it's backing out from its first lashon and saying, "Really, the first lashon doesn't make too much sense." V'ahal bishem mevarchan shesimcha mono kol yibayis chodesh. V'ahal bishem mechama acha behemto ahi la bikas chasanmi. Even though, yes, true, we say, you know, we'll say simcha b'mono, even after Shavuot brachos are over, we'll say it for 30 days, for 12 months. That's not birkas chasanim. That doesn't require a shem chasanim. But birkas chasanim, where you have an actual chasanim in front of you, how could you possibly say that if he's going out to work? Aval kol shekaren lo chasanim, mevarkan lo birkas chasanim, asar basiyas milacha, v'latzais pesach beso yafidi. Anyone who's called a chasan, anyone with a shem chasan, will have, the Rashba says, will have an isim milacha. V'nimim pekid derabi lezer, as we say in Pirkei Avot, a chasam domo lamelech, a chasam is compared to a king. Ma melech eino yotze l'shok levado, just like a king doesn't go out to the market alone, av a chasam eino yotze l'shok levado. So too a chasam doesn't go out alone. Halacha we're not going to speak about so much today. Ma melech simcha mishcha lefanov, just like a melech has simcha and mishcha in front of him, kach chasam simcha mishcha lefanov, kol shev esmiya mishcha. Even though you could say, the Rashba says, you could make a case that this Pirkei Avot is talking specifically about, hey, someone who marries a Basula and only he has the shame Chasan Domo Lamelech, seemingly the Rashba says, Ein Lachalik B'Nehem, anyone who's a Chasan, whether he marries a Basula or an Aman, will always be Asar Malacha, always has the shame Chasan, always is Domo Lamelech, and will always be Asar Malacha, Kol Shiva. Okay, So what comes out, according to the Rosh, just to summarize what he said, is basically you'll end up having, again, in 3 out of the 4 cases, you have 7 days of bracha, and in Amos and Asalman, you have 1 day of bracha. And in the first 3 cases where you have 7 days of bracha, the Rosh would say, obviously, you also have 7 days of Isser Malacha, because you have the same chazan for 7 days. And in the last case, where you have a Amon Shana Samana, you have 1 day of bracha, so then you'll still have, seemingly, the Shem Chasen will say you're Asur B'Malacha for 1 day, but the Gemara still seems to say you continue to be Asur B'Malacha for an additional 3 days. And seemingly the Rashba will learn why you still Asur for 3 days if the Shem Chasen disappeared after 1 day. So seemingly the Rashba would say, it's clear from the Rashba it's not telling on the Shem Chasen, right? He's very adamant about that. Not telling the Shem Chasan, but rather it's seemingly a separate takana of Shaftu Chama Abedos Yisrael, a separate takana to make sure that the case of Amishah Samana has, you know, the couple has 3 days together. So the 3 days according to the Rashba are not a function of Chasan Dovah Lamelech. The Ran, even though he paskins like the Rashba's, you know, way of viewing the Gemara, still, take a look at the future around in the next source, argues on this one point. He says, Kim Shiskinu Shlosha L'Simcha Asur B'Malacha V'Amin V'Agada Chasan Domo L'Melech. The Ran quotes Chasan Domo L'Melech even in regard to the 3 day Asur Malacha, right? Even in regard to the 3 day Asur Malacha, which extends past the 1 day of Bracha, the Ran says even that is going to be based on the concept of Chasan Domo L'Melech. Okay. So far, we've gone through the two basic ways of reading our Gemara. We have the Rambam's view, as spoken out by the Ran, and we quoted, you know, nuances of difference within that, based on the Ran and the machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban by the Amud Shnasa Pesula. And then we had the Rashba's way of viewing the Gemara, where the Isser Malacha is in 99% of cases is stemming from the Shem Chasan. But in one case, the case of the 3 days of Malacha by Amon Shasamana, then we won't say it's based on the Shem Chasan. And then the Ran, who says that even that last case in the Rashi's way of reading the Gemara will still be based on the Shem Chasan. There are two other ways of reading the Gemara, the Meiri and the Ravid, which also these ways are not really taken so much by other Rishonim, but the Meiri at least is very, very interesting. Meiri says, and we don't need to read this one inside, the Meiri basically says that our entire Gemara is not, when the Gemara says that there are 3 days of Simcha, it doesn't really mean an Isser Malacha. It just means that, you know, it's a good thing. It's Eitz HaTovah, if you want. Or that the Chazal instituted that an Almana should get married on Thursday, so that it will usually end up being that the Chasan will take off from work for 3 days. But the Meiri says that really, if the Chasan, if it's not a day of Bracha, there's no Isser Malacha. If we're not making bracha for the chasan, then there's no Isser Malacha. And therefore, the Meiri says, in the cases, you know, where there's 7 days of bracha, there'll obviously be 7 days of Isser Malacha. And when there's 1 day of bracha, there'll be 1 day of Isser Malacha. But that's it. There is no 3 days of Isser Malacha. After 1 day, it's over. The Meiri says it in a couple of places. And he reads our Gemara as just a sort of like, if you want, Eitz HaTovah, or the Chazal were misakin that there should be 3 days of Simcha because that's proper, but not that there's any formal Isser Malacha there. There's a fourth way of reading our Gemara, which we're not going to focus on right now, which is that of the Ravid. The Ravid learns our Gemara, or at least half of our Gemara is referring to not an Isser Malacha at all, but really it's talking about Simcha B'Mono, and he paskins like the first Lashon of the Gemara, that Bachar Shanasa Amana has only 3 days of Simcha, but we're not going to get into Ishit at the moment. Okay, so just to recap the basic idea of where we're holding right now, because I know it's very, the beginning of this cover was probably a bit complicated. So we had the Ram, you know, the three main shitos that we're dealing with here. We have the Rama's way of reading Gemara, that there's no machlokes between the two Lashonos, and according to him, it comes out that the Isser Malacha stems, according to most Rishon's way of understanding it, stems solely based on the Isha. Mishum Tkanti Dida. How many days of Isser Malacha is based solely on the Isha? And then we have, on the opposite end of the spectrum, we have the Rashba, who says that no, Isser Malacha is usually based on the Shem Chasan, right? Chasan Domo L'Melech. That's what makes this or malacha in almost all the cases, with the one exception of a 3-day case where it's based on the takana of the isha. And then the Ran, who said, and then the Ran clarifies that and says that even the 3-day malacha is based on the concept of chasam dom lemelech. And then we have again the Meiri, who says that it's all based on the concept of chasam dom lemelech, and it's all based on the Yimei Bracha, and he totally denies the concept of a 3-day simcha entirely. So the question is, you know, are there any nafkaminas between these different ways of reading the Mar? There's, you know, conceptually, obviously, there's a lot of nafkaminas, and we mentioned one or two small ones so far. Like, obviously, according to the Meiri, you know, you can dispense with the 3 days of malacha. And according to, you know, there'll be a machlokes by an Amon Shanasa, by an Amon Shanasa Basula, in that the Rambam will say that, there's also machlokes, another nafkamina will be in a case where a Bachar that marries an almana, thank you, yeah. A bachar that marries an almana, where the Rambam will say there's only going to be an Isser Malacha for 3 days, but because, you know, she's, at the end of the day, she's an almana, but the Rashba will say that Bachar Shas Almana, how many days of bracha are there? 7, right? 7 days of bracha. So therefore, the 7 days of bracha, obviously there will be an Isser Malacha for 7 days. So those are, you know, the obvious nafkaminas, but then there are a lot of other nafkaminas. One, you know, prominent nafkamina, of course, is what, you know, if who is asr malacha? Chasan, right? We said until now we've all been, you know, we've only mentioned the chasan, right? The chasan's asr malacha. What about the kala? Is the kala asr malacha? Is the kala allowed to do malacha during Shavuot Brachos week? Not so clear. So there are a couple of sources that I saw people quote that actually indicate that the Kala does have an Isser Malacha. There's a Psikta of Kahana, very interesting Psikta I put it on the sheets. It's in a piece of it's a Psikta about Knesset Yisrael and comparing Knesset Yisrael to Kala. And in the course of that discussion, the Psikta mentions that just like after 7 days, Kala goes back to doing her work, so too Knesset Yisrael after Shema Brachos with Hashem, so too the relationship's over after 7 days. So Tamil Lomar quotes a pasuk. So leaving aside the whole comparison, you see that the Psikta was assuming that she wasn't doing Malacha for 7 days, right? If she's returning to her Malacha after 7 days, you see that the first 7 days, so she wasn't doing Malacha. So you could learn this, perhaps, you know, it is an Agadata, could be it's not a formal Isser, it could be just a Darko, you know, Darko Bekaf. And there's a Rashi on Daf Mem Zayin that discusses an Isser Malacha for the Kala. The Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin in Ksubos is going through, trying to find the source. What's the makor that a Maisi Adah shall abas la'av? Right? How do we know that when a woman does work, it goes to her father? When a Kana does work, it goes to her father. And the Gemara there tries to derive from the fact since her father has the right to give her over to Chuppah, right? Since he's allowed to marry her off, it must be that he has the right to Maisi Yadayim. Because if he didn't have the right to Maisi Yadayim, Rashi explains, how could it be that he has the right to give her over to Chuppah? She'll be Asr and Malacha on the day of her Chuppah. Right? There's going to be an Isr Malacha when she goes to Chuppah. So how could it be that the father has the right to give her over to Chuppah if he doesn't have Maisi Yadayim? So you see that the father has this close to the Maisi Yadayim of his daughter. So I saw some people are medayik. You see from that Rashi that the Kala, the daughter, right? The daughter is also going to have an Isser Malacha. So that would be another source that you could point to. However, that source is not such a good source because, and this is a topic we'll discuss a bit later in this year, when it comes to that Makor is not really talking about the Shivas Yimei Mishta, right? That source is talking about the Yom HaChuppah alone. Right, so at best, that Rashi could be brought as a proof that the Kala, if she does have an Isser Malacha, it would be, you know, that Rashi could be brought as a proof for the Yom HaChuppah itself. But when it comes to the rest of the week, you certainly can't invoke that Rashi. Even for the Yom HaChuppah, you know, there are other ways you could get around that Rashi. But okay, those are two makoros that directly address the question. But conceptually, you know, based on the framework that we've established so far, you know, what do we think, right? Based on the Rashba and the Rambam, should the Kala have an Isser Malacha? So seemingly, if you take the Rambam's perspective, that the whole Isra Melacha was b'shvil takanta dida, that it was all takana on her behalf, yeshiva takanas klam kironzu. If the Kala probably would not have an Isra Melacha. The whole point of Isra Melacha, according to the Rambam, would just be, for the Chassan's sake, it would just be so that the Chassan shouldn't do Melacha, to ensure that he's Nisameach with his Kala. But the Kala herself, seemingly, either she would have a Isra Melacha, but she can certainly, at the very least, be Mochal on Isra Melacha, if you want to. Yeah, I feel like that's what you're about to say, right? She, whether or not she has this malacha, it would be a, if you want, I used to, there would be an, theoretically be a nafkamina, in terms of could she choose that she wants her chasen not to do malacha, but she, while she does do malacha, that would be a nafkamina between whether or not she has one, but should be, could be mochel, or doesn't have one entirely. But seemingly you'd say, according to the Rambam, that there would be no Isra Melacha. And so too, in the Rashba's way of viewing things, if the whole Isra Melacha is stemming from the idea that Chasan Doma Lamelech, so what about a Kala? Do we say Kala Doma Lamelka? No Malka, exactly. Right? There's, as far as I know, I don't know of any, I know a couple of people in the past, 50 years that say it, but nobody, and not like real people, like Bederek Drush, they say it, but I certainly, I can't, there, as far as I know, there's no Gemaras, no Rishonim, that say anywhere that that Kala or that Kala is Doma Lamelech. So seemingly according to the Rashba also, if this Malacha is based on Chasan Doma Lamelech, the Kala would also be mutter to do Malacha. The only potential reason why you might say maybe the Kala would be Asar B'Malacha is there is one source when we were reading the Me'iri before, and the Me'iri brought in the idea that the Isra Malacha may actually also stand, he says, if you take a look at the Meiri on the bottom of page 1, he says, "Ein yerli kain el b'yom rishon shish b'bracha mikomakum b'psula kol sheva asr b'mlacha by b'psula the chasam will be asr b'mlacha all 7 days shrei kulam yimei bracha v'yom tov," that they're all days of bracha and yom tov for him. So I don't know whether it could be there are sources that say that if we assume that the isr b'mlacha is based on yom tov, the fact that it's keregel, it could be that halacha would apply to a woman. I assume I assume on the Mishnah Gaon, just like we give a chasen 7 days, so too we would also give a kala, 7 days. So if you assume that the Isra Melacha is based on a regular, like the Meiri said, then it could theoretically apply to a woman. But as it would seem to be, most Rishonim don't throw in that caveat. So most Rishonim would probably say that there would be no Isra Melacha for the woman. Shulchan Aruch, for example, Shulchan Aruch makes no mention of any Isra Melacha for the woman. And next question, of course, that we have to ask is, what about mechila, right? Can the woman be mochel on the man's Isra Melacha? So, based on the Rambam, there she could certainly say, if she did a Kamu Gon Zu, according to the Rambam, she could certainly be mochel if it's all for Atakana for her sake. However, if it's based on the Shem Chasan, as the Rashba said, then, seemingly, Mechila is not going to work. She should not be able to be mochel on the Isra Melacha, because she can't be mochel on the Chasan Shem, Doma Lamelech. And so too, if it's based like the Miri on Regel, also you would assume that the Kala should not be able to be mochel. The Rama, if you take a look on in Shulchan Aruch, in the third source on page 2, so the Rama over there, Paskins, in the last 5 words of the source, it's not clear that it's Ramah, just the way Bar Ilan copies paste things, but it's the last 5 words of the Ramah. Until then, it was all the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah says, "Isha yichola limchol al simchasa." The woman, the Ramah paskins, is allowed to be mochel on her simcha. If she wants, she can say that her husband is allowed to work. It's interesting. What?
I think there's a
possible, but there's a... Yeah, good. So if you take a look at the Mefarshim on the Ramah over here, the Beis Shmuel, the Chalkas Mechokek, they all discuss, and also Sefer Mikneh somewhere discusses this question, there's a big machlokes about this Ramah. I think Pesach Teshuva may also mention this. Whether or not, when this Ramah says that the woman's allowed to be mochel, is he referring to all cases or only certain cases? Right? Because as if you remember, when we were setting up the sugya, going through the Rambam, going through the Rashba, we said that, for example, in the Rashba's view of things, in most of the cases, the Isra Melacha will be based on Chasan Doma Lamelech. But in one case, by Amon Shana Salmana, those 3 days of Simcha are going to be based on not Chasan Doma Lamelech. That's based on the Takana of the Isha. So there's a... What?
Oh, the last 2 days.
the last
I'm
two.
Sorry, yeah.
But yeah, the
it's the first day that's rough.
But you, yeah. The number of days is confusing because of whatever. But yeah, but so the question is, when the Rama says he can be mochel, is that saying that the woman can be mochel in our cases? In all cases, or is he perhaps saying that she can only be mochel in some cases? And the Mefarshim over there, the Beis Shmuel, the Chalas Mechogi, draw different chilukim. Some say that I think the Chalas Mechogi says anytime you say chasna, I think the Chalas Mechogi, I think he says that you can the woman. Says that you can never be mokel on chasen dam lemelech, and the woman, when the Ramah says the woman can be mokier, she's referring specifically to a case of by almana, by an amon shnas almana. Those 3 days of simcha, they're not telly on bracha, right? The 3 days, the whatever, the last 2 days, right? Day two and day three by an amon shnas almana. That's the only case where the woman can be mochel, because that in that case is not going to be a shame chasam. But in all the other cases, even the Rama would say you can't be mochel. However, I thought, especially if you take a look at the line the Rama is commenting on, Pashup Shad is that the Rama is commenting on a case where bachar shnasa be'ula, right? By bachar shnasa be'ula, and in that case, bachar shnasa be'ula, the 7 days of simcha are going to be. You will have chasam dov lemelech, right? So it seems to be that Pashup Shad, the Rama is saying you can be mochel in all cases, right? Because he's commenting on a case of chasam dov lemelech, and nevertheless, he says that you could be mochel. I'm going to clarify that in a second, but first go for it, yeah. You're probably saying the same thing, chances are it's going to be what I'm about to say, but yeah, go for it.
I thought the Chalak Rechoke says that she can be mochel on the simcha, but not on the mochel in all cases.
I said the word Chalas. The Beis Shmuel says what I said. Chalas Mechogi says that she can never be mochel. I think he says that limchol al simcha. Oh, right. You're right. I'm in a mistake. Yes, Chalas Mechogi says you mochel on the simcha, but not on on the malacha. Right.
Okay.
He does say that, but that's also what.
That would be all cases.
That would be all cases. Correct. He says he basically rereads the Rama saying you can never be mochel on the malacha. He says you can never be mochel on the malacha. Because we're talking, the main topic of this portion is malacha. So he says you can never be malacha on malacha. This Beis Shmuel makes the chilak between cases of chasan double malach and cases of chasan eno double malach. But seemingly, the Pashup Shad is the Rama is talking about this malacha.
Why is simple malacha? Why is malacha the only part of simcha?
Because kemat all the Rishonim, take a look on the first page, they say simcha dehainu bito malacha. Where it's over here.
We have discussion of Rishonim earlier. By Shaktu,
Yeah.
The before, so there's like a lot of different changes what that's about. And there's a group of Rishonim, especially Chachmei Sfarad, who think that it relates to Simcha of Zayin Me'amishta.
Mm-hmm.
Not Yisur Malacha, but they call it Simcha, meaning not Bracha Osida, but Suda.
Suda and the other stuff, yeah.
And there, in that context, you also have a big Machlokas Rishonim, whether there is or isn't Mechila, and whether, what if both of them are Mochel, what if one of them is Mochel, and what about the family also?
The other Tekhano Shaktu.
The
Avelos.
Shtol Sheyomim before, you have to invest,
3 days of the Suda.
Think that that's not just, that's our different views in Rishonim what that's all about. There's a group among the Chachmei Sfarad who think that it's about Shiva Sinei Hamisht. In other words, you invest 3 days, so you'll have food and it'll be like a certain environment for the first Shiva. It's an investment in Shiva Sinei Hamisht.
Uh-huh.
But not in Yisur Malacha, obviously, but in some really simple words. And within that, there happens to be a big debate in general, can she be mochel, can they both of them to be mochel, what about the families being mochel, et cetera.
Right.
So in that context, it's hard to isolate them, because...
The Rama over here is commenting on, the Shulchan Aruch here is talking about this mochel is Rashba and Rambam, which on Dav Zayin and Aleph was... almost all the Rishonim over here say that Simcha and Argilara refers to Malacha, except for that Rashi which you mentioned before.
Distinguish between Malacha and Simcha.
Right.
They're saying in the Rishonim you have that expression of that Simcha according to those Rabban, Rabbi Yonah, those Rishonim, we think that that's what that's about. That's what we have it.
Right, okay.
That, to me, is the Iker Simcha, and Malacha is
a way of guaranteeing, maybe to have something to guarantee, or maybe part and parcel of how to create that atmosphere of simple, but it's not, that's not the, like, the end goal of
I mean, we're going to,
with people, not alone, in a different house somewhere, and didn't do Malacha for a week. He would kind of did a simple for a college.
He would be Mekayim this and Malacha, but he wouldn't necessarily, he wouldn't be Mekayim that, right? I'm acknowledging that. I just think that the line beforehand, I thought that the line beforehand was referring, it's probably referring to everything, but it's hard to, especially without, I mean, the Ramah is not machalek between them. And he says simchasa, and simchasa over here referred to all of them. So to draw a chilek between simchasa but not this and malacha shala is some, I mean, I don't know, that's, I don't know, I thought that was difficult. Especially because simcha in the previous line, I mean, he said, that's referring to simalacha and everything. And then the next line, I don't know, that's how I read it, but I mean, if you want, you could, you have the beish, I mean, beishmol, I mean, the chagas, I shouldn't say beishmol, the chagas machogek to support you. But I think the rov, I don't know.
What do you think about the kibbutz halacha here? The shelo yasa malacha, then later b'chasam atzav says malacha.
Yeah, that's a whole discussion of itself. I could, there's three dots here. I'm not gonna get into that now. But that's
the
what? Yeah. It's a no because I also didn't include the chavis b'chogi kinnishul. I didn't want to spend so much time on it. I meant to spend like 30 seconds on this point. If you want, we can talk about it afterwards and we can discuss the whole, you know. But my only point is that I thought that the Rama was saying everything, but you know, certainly Yesh Lokan. Okay. Fine. And even then, right, I was gonna throw on the cat. This is what I thought you were gonna say, which is that it could be that previous case is also not based on this or Malacha in the case of Balash Nasab Ula, you know, at least there are one or two Rishonim that seem to say even that case is not Chasen Dabo LeMelech, but as you take a look at the Rashba over here, you seem to say that. But okay, moving forward. Okay, fine. So that was the Simcha. That was Simcha's expressed in Simalacha. That's what we've discussed so far in this Chibur. So moving forward, there are many other Simchas, right? Right now we're still in the period of Shivas Yimei Mishta, that we've now clarified and said Shivas Yimei Mishta are, you know, Shivas, there is the 7 days, there's also 3 days within that, and there's perhaps 1 day in some cases. So there's also you know other elements of these 7 days. I skipped one thing, but I'll get back to it. I'll get back to it now. Actually, just parenthetically, when it comes to whether or not the woman could be mochel on her iser malacha, when the question that we discussed a minute ago, but during the Shivas Mei Mishteh, so Rav Avadya tries bringing a proof from the Simcha of 12 months, from the Simcha of Shana Rishona. He quotes him in Chasinah, he discusses whether or not you can be mochel on the mitzvah of Zimach Klishto, exactly. I thought it was, as in those we'll see a bit later on in this Kabur, it's not so posh that you could bring a raya from one to the other. He just discusses the issue about, you know, Simach Hasishto is the raisa, whereas the Simcha of Shiva Simei Mishta is the Rabbanon. I don't think, I mean, it's not so clear that this or Malacha of Shiva Simei Mishta, I mean, stemming from the Shem Chasen of Chasen Dom Malach, I'm not sure where he knows that that's the Rabbanon from, but we assume that it is the Rabbanon. What?
Why would Chasen Dom Malach indicate you that it's the raisa?
I'm not saying either way. I'm just saying, he takes
it
as a double posh.
What? He's
not
Melech, the raisa, so.
Is that true? I don't know. It's part of the concept of.
If he gets to share, he has a different status.
You have the drasha by Nigarim, right? That Chasan gets 7 days. So we have the idea that it's a regal for him for 7 days. So that is the raisa concept. The extent of that, I don't know what the extent of that is. Seemingly, I mean, I guess you could assume that it's the Rabbanon just because we don't, it's not clearly the raisa, but I don't know. I just thought it wasn't such a question assumption.
There's no more reason to think it's the Rabbanon than the raisa.
Right, but I thought you were saying that.
Ravadi says you can't bring a proof from one to the other because the mitzvah of the simach is the raisa. It's also not because we'll get later on. Whereas the mitzvah of Shivas Mei Mishta is the Rabbanon. I'm just saying it's not so clear that this is Darabana. So I'm just, that's all I'm saying. And I'm also saying that it's not so clear, even if they're both derais or they're both darbanan, ein lemaiden zemizah. The seemingly, as we'll see later on, the simcha of Shana Rishon is a very, very different type of simcha than Shivas Mei Mishta. So it's very hard to bring proofs that if a woman can be mochel on one, that she should be allowed to be mochel on the other. Or if she can't be mochel on one, that she can't be mochel on the other. Proofs in either direction are not so pashut. Okay, fine. So moving on now, that's it for Sir Malacha. Moving on to the next topic. So another form of simcha that we find during Shivas Mei Mishta, and as well as during the Chasen itself, is the Gemara's on Daf Tazayin Yud Zayin. We go over there, describes, you know, famous Mishnah, Kitzan Meraktin Lefnei Akala, dancing in front of the Kala, praising the Kala, Shvachos. So there's a very interesting Rochanan that I found on this topic. You know, it happens to me often at Chuppahs now. A lot of the singers, when they're singing Kitzan Meraktin Lefnei Akala, like for shtick, they often throw in another line to say, okay, it's Abraham Lefnei Akala, okay, it's Abraham Lefnei Achason, and they'll like switch off and say, Kitzim Rakhin Lefnei Akala, sometimes Kitzim Rakhin Lefnei Achason. But the Gemara says Kitzim Rakhin Lefnei Akala. Torah Vin on them. And the Maisa, they were having the Kovit Shirim, because the Kovit Shirim asks, he says, it's Shver, why is it Kitzim Rakhin Lefnei Akala? Right? It should be Kitzim Rakhin Lefnei Akala.
That's why I always personally insist on
so anyway, so Rav Chanan, he asks the same kasha. So he says, "L'chor mashma yilashon zeh." It's mashma from Kitzim Rakhin Lefnei Akala. Dikar mitzvah he was sameach as akala. That the main mitzvah when they're dancing at the chasana and during the shevah brachos is to make the kala happy. Well, ein lazeh tam. Rav Chanan says that's a mistake. Don't think that. The adaraba. No, just the opposite. Iu mifked b'piriyah v'ribya. It's the man who has the mitzvah of peruvu. Below e, she doesn't have the mitzvah of peruvu. Achim mashma milashon haGemara brachos vav. Is simchas chasan hi a mitzvah. And so to the Gemara in brachos. I think this is the Chamisha Kolos, if I'm not mistaken. Gemara Kolos. What? Yeah, it does say. So, which Gemara is this? I looked this up when I saw this. What? Kol misudas chasan, that's what it is. Kol misudas chasan veyo lesamcho. Kol misudas chasan veyo lesamcho. Over Bachmish or Kolos. What? Yeah, right, exactly, right. So exactly. Good. So Rav Chanan, the Maisa though, Rav Chanan says that the Simchas Chasan hi ha-mitzvah. The reason, so why does the Gemara say Ketzad or the Mishnah say Ketzad Merakna Lefnei Akala? About Kfar Perish Rashi explains, Kan Ma'amrim Lefna HaKol B'Shvil HaChasan. We're only praising the Kala for the Chasan's sake. The Shabbat Es Mecho, to say Chasan, oh, you're so smart, you got the best girl in the world, you know, your Kala, you know, she's the greatest. So the only reason we're Ketz Merachim HaKala is because of the Chasan. The Chasan's the Iker, and we're only being Mismeach the Kala because what we say to her will make him happy. As many of you are pointing out, this is not the pashtus. This is not the pashtus. If you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, for example, the Shulchan Aruch says mitzvah l'sameach chasan v'kala, right? Both the same pashtus, there's a mitzvah l'sameach both of them.
Yeah, it sounds like Rav Chanan thought the mitzvah here is connected to who's mekayim a mitzvah. I mean, it's not even mekayim mitzvah, but it's connected to the fact that he's on the way to fulfilling a mitzvah, which is, that's clearly not what that's the Rambam holds.
Right. Yes. Rav Chanan has a lot of assumptions. Correct. Part of exactly. 100%. 100%. Part of what led Rav Chanan to this is that his assumption that the mitzvah of Simchas Chasan V'Kala is totally tied to the mitzvah of Puruvu. And if you assume that Kedushin is the mitzvah of Nei Atzmo, and even if you don't assume that, it's not at all clear that one should make that connection.
And the Rambam is clear that you shouldn't, because he says the basis of the mitzvah is, first of all, he says chasan v'kala, but also the basis of the mitzvah is v'hatla re'ach kamocha.
Yeah, 100%.
So
yeah.
It has nothing to do
if
with
it's v'hatla re'ach
right. Mitzvah, so then what?
Yeah, totally agreed. And I hear that point. So Pasha's the mitzvah is to be mismeach both of them. Though it, one caveat is that though the Rav Chanan does make an interesting point, which is an important one, which is that there aren't often times that there will be simchas that seem to be directed towards one party and are really directed towards the other. For example, the base of Bechira, you know, the Meiri on Daf Yed Zayin says, mitzvah smach hachasan esakala, teilechav v'albayla. There's a mitzvah mismach bol dechasan esakala in order to make her chaviv on her husband. So, seemingly, he recognizes there's a mitzvah mismach lekala, but he, you know, seemingly in a real common fashion, though he doesn't mention the puru factor, he seems to say that the only reason we say Akhlakala is in order to make her chaviv on her husband.
Why isn't the
chaviv interesting?
Was
yeah.
The Baal being chaviv, Zishta was only in interest of the Baal.
Okay, perhaps. Maybe you should be mishnah both of them in order. Interesting, you could flip that, right? You could say, Kne the chaviv al baila
is for her.
Yeah. Okay, but it's still, yeah, still, I mean, still the fact
probably
that you're going to be them.
For the woman.
That would be the end, right? That would definitely change the end game, but it would still get rid of the fact that the right. Okay. Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it could be that there's. Why not then the other way? Well, maybe because the assumption is something like a tabu mesa. I'm not saying, you know, strictly speaking.
No, 100%. That would be a potential reason for why you would want to make the husband happier.
Something which is more, you know,
theoretically.
In doubt, it's more, you know, not always true. The husband is happy with that, whereas the caller is not happy. So.
Right, that would be definitely be a svar of yochalik, and that would be a svar to say why the chazan should get, you know, more simcha because the kala doesn't need it. But pashut, I mean, Shulchan Aruch can just say straight mitzvah both of them, and that, I mean, that's the simple reading of the Gemara. Although, you, as I said, you do find, you know, the base of Bechira and Kavichurim, and you'll find, we'll see a bit later in this year, one or two other places where you have similar things, where the simcha seems to be on the kala, and some rishon would flip it and make it to be mismeach lechasan, as Noah said, that's one potential explanation would be tal meis of tandu, and you could certainly come up with other reasons as well. Okay, moving forward, so the next portion of Chapura, in terms of the Sheva Brachos themselves as an expression of simcha. So just a bit of, you know, background to Sheva Brachos, and this portion of the Chavura could be a shiur. I mean, a lot of these things could be a shiur unto themselves, but this part in particular could certainly be a shiur unto itself. So we're not going to get into all the details and all the different things for this portion. But there's generally, you know, a question. You know, what exactly Sheva Brachos during the 7 days? The Gemara we mentioned at the beginning, Gemara in Daf Zayin, had said, just to read that one line. Said Rav Ashi Yitlevei Rav Hana Yom Hakal Barakul, the first day of the Nisuin, the Yom HaChuppah. So Barakul, he made all of the Sheva Brachos. Mikan Ve'Elach, but from that point on, Ika Panim Chadashos Barakul. If there were Panim Chadashos present, then you would say all seven Sheva Brachos. Vilo, but if there were no Panim Chadashos present, Afuji Simcha V'Yamahu, Barak Shesimcha Mono V'Ashabara. If there were first day, he would always say Sheva Brachos. But from days 2 through 7, if there were Panu Chadashos there, he would say all Sheva Brachos again. And if there were not all Sheva Brachos there, then he would say Asher Bara and Simhu Mono, and that's it. And he wouldn't say the rest of the Sheva Brachos. So the question is, how are we to understand this distinction? Now, when we say Asher Bara and Simhu Mono, you know, what exactly are we doing there? Is that a shortened version of the Sheva Brachos? Is it a totally different chiyuv? Is Asher Bara considered? Does that have a shem birkas chasanim? Does that have all the halachos of the full Sheva Brachos? Or is it to be seen as something, you know, totally distinct, more, you know, along the lines of Shesim Kamono perhaps, or perhaps a third category, and independent of the rest of the Sheva Brachos? These are all, you know, big machloks and discussions among the Rishonim. But one of the most interesting shitos where you see this, everyone's like referred to me yesterday and told me he's fond of quoting the Orchos Chaim of the Rush, Rami Laniel, who says that when we say Ashabar is essentially a summary of the other seven Sheva Brachos. So you take a look over there, he says that each of the themes of the other, you know, other five of the Sheva Brachos are all incorporated into the bracha of Ashabara. So seemingly, according to him, Asher Bar is sort of like, if you want, like just a miniature version of Sheva Brachos. It's like very similar, but like a shortened version. That you need Panim Chadashos to warrant going through all of them. But if there's no Panim Chadashos, we still do the same thing, just in a shortened version. We do it, you know, in Asher Bar. So in general, how do we understand what exactly do Panim Chadashos accomplish? You know, what, when there is Panim Chadashos, why does that switch this new form? Why does that have us speak out all seven Sheva Brachos? Whether you take the Rashi's approach or whether you don't. The Or Chaim's approach, whether you don't. So there's two basic, without getting into the details of this again, so there's two basic approaches in the Rishonim. Spoken, Or Chaim speaks this out, many people speak this out. That there are two ways of understanding Panu Chadashos. Is Panu Chadashos just a way of is Sheva Brachos, when you have Panu Chadashos, just a way of acknowledging an increased simcha in the Suda? Right? When you have Panu Chadashos, when you have guests there, a lot of Rishonim say they need to be honored guests that bring extra simcha to the Lassan and Kala. So when there's extra simcha, when they're present, and hence there's going to be extra simcha at that Suda, so many Rishonim say that's when you have that extra simcha, you say the full Sheva Brachos as sort of a way of, you know, formally acknowledging the fact that we've reached this extra state of simcha by having these special guests here. A lot of Rishonim say that even without extra guests, sometimes there are ways of saying Sheva Brachos sort of in place of Panim Chadashos. Rishonim say Shabbos, for example, it's famous, right? Shabbos doesn't need Panim Chadashos, and most of Rishonim that say Shabbos doesn't need Panim Chadashos are in this camp, right? That whenever you have an increase in simcha, usually reflected through guests, but occasionally perhaps even reflected through other things. So then you can say, Sheva Brachos. So that's one approach. There's a different approach, which other Rishonim have, Ram, others, who say, the Ritva, for example, they all say that no, really Panim Chadashos is something entirely different than what we just described. Really what Panim Chadashos is that when you have Panim Chadashos at the Suda, there is a chiyuv for the Panim Chadashos themselves, perhaps, and to some extent, for them to make those Panim Chadashos to say the Sheva Brachos, sort of like to make up for the fact that they weren't at the Chuppah, they weren't Yotze the saying the Sheva Brachos at the Chuppah, so sort of to make up for that, when they show up later on during the week, now's their chance to say the Sheva Brachos, so they say the Sheva Brachos, or they're Yotze with the Klal saying the Sheva Brachos, but when you have Sheva Brachos, it's basically just a means for the Panim Chadashos themselves to be Yotze their field. And particularly in both of these studim, there's a lot there. Both of one assumes that it's the added simcha, as well as if one assumes that it's a way for the Panim Chadashos to fulfill their chiyuv. There are a lot of Rishonim and a lot of Makoros that point to the fact that the Panim Chadashos somehow serve as a means of turning, of sort of like recreating the chuppah in a way, of turning this specifically into the Yom HaNesu'in. A lot of Rishonim discuss that if you have Panim Chadashos, it could be that even after the Panim Chadashos leave, for the rest of that day, it could be you're allowed to still say Sheva Brachos, for example, and they say just like the Yom HaChuppah. And there's I just had a Lashon Lidva here that he says that when there are Panim Chadashos here, even the Rishonim that deny that and say it's only true while the Panim Chadashos are there themselves, a lot of Rishonim say that it's because when the Panim Chadashos are there, that for them, for those Panim Chadashos, it's like the Yom HaNesu'in. Okay. So the question I want to focus on now. There's a lot of issues in that we could discuss, but I want to just focus on one of them, coming along a theme that we've established so far. When we say Sheva Brachos, so who are those Sheva Brachos? Who are the Sheva Brachos for? Right, specifically by Sheva Brachos upon Chadashos, let's say, you know, that we say throughout the week of Sheva Brachos on day 3, day 4, day 5. So those Sheva Brachos, are they for the Chasan? Are they Brachos for the Kala? Are they Brachos for both of them? And specifically, a famous question that comes up, let's say you only have one party present. Right? Let's say the Chasan's there. Let's say, you know, in a very, 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 very Haredi circle, and the Kala's eating in a separate house. Right, and 3 miles away with her friends, and the chassan's eating here. The Achronim actually told, I saw some chuvas that actually speak about this case where you have the Kala eating it with her friends in one house, and the chassan eating with his friends in a different house, a few blocks away from each other. So is will you say Shavu Brachos at both sudos? I don't know if there are men at the first one, but whatever. Let's say, right, would you say Shavu Brachos by the Kala Suda? Would you say Shavu Brachos by the Chazan Suda? Right? Do you need Bolden to be there? Is it up? Maybe you could say Shavu Brachos even if neither one of them are there, if it's a Suda that was called for the Chuppah. So there are a lot of Mekoros to discuss this. There are some Mekoros, there are a few Mekoros in the Rishonim to discuss this, and there are a lot of Mekoros in the Achronim, I guess, that discuss this. So a couple of the more critical ones. There's a famous sheet that Ran is famous for being of the opinion that you don't need the Chassan and Kala to both be present. The Ran Misefa Sukkah, he's going on the Sugya, a Gemara in Sukkah, which we're going to reference, you know, a bit later as well. Gemara in Sukkah says that Ein Simcha El B'Chuppa, right, in the context of why is it that a chassan called Shishbina, a Barpata from a sukkah called Shiva? So the Gemara there, in the course of that discussion, says that they need to, you know, they can't just be misamach by the, they can't do the chuppah in one place and eat in the sukkah, because ein simcha el b'makom chuppah. So the Ran, commenting on that, says, he quotes the Tosfos. The Tosfos says that if the chassan leaves his chuppah, he's still able to save it, he's still able to say Shavu Brachos. Tosfos basically says that when the Gemara says Ein Simcha Elo B'Chuppah, that doesn't mean that you can't say Shavu Brachos if you're away from the Chuppah. It just means that, you know, to have the full, you know, to be properly happy, the Chassan and Kala need to be at the Chuppah. But really, you don't need to be at the actual Makom HaChuppah to say Shavu Brachos. That's how the Ran quotes Tosfos. And then the Ran comments on that and says, B'vadai, I said that backwards. The Tosfos, I was wondering what. Yeah, Tosfos says that you need to be at the Makom Chuppah. Tosfos says you need to be at the Makom Chuppah, but if you're elsewhere, then you cannot say Shavu Brachos. Just like the Gemara says, Ein Simcha El B'Makom Chuppah, when it comes to the Torah from the Mitzvah Sukkah, so too that also means that if you're not at the actual Chuppah itself, you will not be able to say Shavu Brachos. And the Ran comments on that, and the Ran isn't so happy with that, and he says, true, he says that it's seemingly what Tos said is not the case, and he brings an interesting raya. He says, "Bevadai shesimcha b'mono merino safiyah shel b'chuppah." It's clear that the Ran says that it's clear that simcha b'mono, at least, you certainly Tosus is. I don't want to say Tosus is wrong when it comes to that, because Tosus wasn't commenting on that. He also said he was commenting on that, but he right. Tosfos, the Ran says that Tosfos is certainly incorrect when it comes to simcha b'mono, because our Gemara had said that simcha b'mono can be said starting at Eirusin. And during Eirusin, is there a chuppah? Seemingly not, right? We're not married yet, so there's no chuppah. So if you can say simcha b'mono by Eirusin, of course, you see that at least by simcha b'mono you don't need a chuppah. Parenthetically, there are some shittos out there, I'm quoting the Shita Kabetzas, that actually say that, no, even by simcha b'mono by Eirusin, you need to be at the chuppah. That even there's somehow, there's a shem chuppah even before there's a chuppah. Right? There's a shem chuppah even before the Yom HaNesu'in. Fascinating shittos, but we're not going to discuss those right now. So the Ran was of the opinion that you see from Eirusin clearly that you don't need makam chuppah for a simcha b'mono. And certainly, the ha-michi ramus sariba sinta aminun lai, the lake of chuppah, the kevin shkain, and since you see by simcha b'mono you say without a chuppah, yeshlomar dafilo shlom makam chuppah mevarachin birkas chasanim. So you see that even when you're not at the chuppah, you can say birkas chasanim as well. Da bracha avagav demishum simcha ka'asya lo tayyib a chuppah, shavu brachos has nothing to do with the actual chuppah itself. Bracha hachli kamrinun, dikir simcha yisub a chuppah. In order to properly be happy, you know, you need to be at the chuppah, and that's why there's a tor sukkah. But when it comes to Shavu Brachos has nothing to do with the chuppah, and therefore kach nogen hayom. Therefore, nowadays the minhag is the varak birkas chasanim b'chol achas mivatei achasana. Therefore, nowadays, whether or not you're at the chuppah, whether or not you're somewhere else celebrating elsewhere, you'll make Shavu Brachos wherever you are. Kol zman shachasan o hakala heim sham. So long as either the chasan or the kala is there. Fascinating. So clearly the Ran was of the opinion that you need either the chassan or the kala to be present. And that's enough. You don't need to be at the chuppah. You just need one of the parties. If the chassan's there, you can say b'chas chassan. If the kala in her house with all her friends, if she somehow has 10 boys in that room, so they would also make b'chas chassan, even though the chassan is not present. So that's the Ran's opinion. The Ritva argues. The Ritva was of the other opinion. The Ritva said, and the Ritva actually is interesting because he actually draws, the Ritva in this piece is actually discussing a distinction between Asher Bara and the other Birkas Chassanim. He says that in general, he quotes a big machlokes whether or not Asher Bara has a halacha Birkas Chassanim or not. Do you need 10 people for it? Do you not? And he concludes, he says that Nei de Birkas Asher Bara Chashivam, and by the bold, Nei de Birkas Asher Bara Chashivam Mikla Birkas Chassanim, even though Asher Bara is part of Birkas Chassanim, nevertheless, the Ritva says, Lo Yitzichu Asar V'lo Chopa, Asher Bara, in contrast to the rest of Shavu Rabos, Asher Bara does not need 10 people, doesn't need a Chopa, Elav Omer Kol Barachos, Kishim Shlo Chayv Upanim Chadashos. And just like you can say without Panim Chadashos, so too you can say without 10 people, you can say without a Chopa, you can say without any of those things. However, Umihu, but, very important but, V'mnei Shim Birkas Chassanim, since it does have a Shim Birkas Chassanim, the Ritva says, Ein la omra ela adzayin. You can only say Asher Bara until the end of Shavu Brachos, and not past that. Yerkin Amrin B'samach, as our Gemara says later on, Mizayin v'atlasin v'arach simple mono. From 7 days until 30 days, you say simple b'mono, but you cannot say Asher Bara. Asher Bara ends at the end of Shavu Brachos. Parenthetically, again, interesting shitas in the Shita of Mikubetzes. There are one or two shitas out there that seem to say that no, actually when the Gemara said you say Simcha Mono Mizayin Vad Shloshim, you also say Asher Bara. Anytime you can say Simcha Mono, you can also say Asher Bara. And so too also when it comes during Erisin, there's also a couple of, there's a shita in the Shita of Mikubetzes that says that even during Erisin, it could be you can say Asher Bara. But the Ritva assumes not like any of those shitas. He assumes that after Shavu Brachos, you can no longer say Asher Bara. And the chayin, and so too, another way in which Asher Bara is just like Shavu Brachos, chayin ein lomar birkas Asher Bara kishiyei sham chasan v'kala. You can only say Asher Bara, just like you can only say Shavu Brachos, when you have both the chasan and the kala present. Aval simcha b'mono, but when it comes to simcha b'mono, aval gav deleis nu l'tavayu kechada, kevin di kechada minayu. But when it comes to Shesimcha Mono, then even though you don't have both parties, you just have the Chasan, you can still say Shesimcha Mono. As the Gemara says, the Gemara says that even before the Chuppah takes place, once you start the preparations of the Chuppah, while it's still during the stage of Erisin, even before Erisin, Demistama Lake El Aras Lachod, obviously before the Chuppah, Chasan and Kal, they're not going to be together at all, right? You're only going to have the Aras present. So, nevertheless, the Gemara says you can say Shesimcha Mono. So you see that for Shesimcha Mono, you only need the Aras. However, when it comes to Shavu Brachos, you need both the Chasan and the Kal to be present in order to say Shavu Brachos. And similarly, the Gada also says the same thing. Dafka Shechasan to Kal Shom. You need both the Chasan and Kal to be present in order to say Shavu Brachos. So the question is, why is this? You know, why is it that you need both the Chasan and Kal present for Shavu Brachos? So, one approach, or actually before we get to approaches, I should say first the contrast. So far we saw a Ran who said that you can either have the Chasan there or the Kala. We saw the Ritva and the Gada who say you need both. What other opinions are out there? What other options are there, theoretically? So theoretically you can say neither, so we're going to ignore the neither approach for a moment, but what are the other two options?
One or the other.
Well, exactly, one not the other, the chasan but not the kala, or the kala not the chasan. If you had to pick between those two, based on what we've learned so far in this year, what would you say? Which is more likely, saying Shavu Brachos is the chasan without the kala, or kala without the chasan?
They're called birkas chasanim.
Okay, good. They're called birkas chasanim. Good. Maybe chasan is plural, including the kala. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, I hear what.
Yeah,
you're wrong. You have, oh, very good. Exactly. Right. We saw bingo. Okay, at the beginning of this year, right, with our whole first discussion, right, we say the first approach of the Rishon and the Rambam's approach, right, we said the whole Isser Melacha is telling the Kala. What about Bracha? said bracha is going to be dependent on simchas libo of the chasan, right? If the chasan is going to be, you know, happy, either because it's his first time getting married or because he's marrying a besula, right, in 3 out of the 4 cases, then bracha is going to be all 7 days, because he's going to have a lot of simchas libo. When it comes to the last days of Amud Shana Samana, there he's not going to be as happy. So there, there's only 1 day, because he's not going to be as happy. So the Yam Shel Shlomo says exactly what Menashe said. Yam Shel Shlomo says, he says that, you know, it's a good idea to have both the chasan and kala there. However, he says that as long as you have the chasan, that's all you need, because the whole takana was made for simchas libo of the chasan. He says, ikar habracha, in the last line of the Yam Shel Shlomo, ikar habracha al simchas hachasan niskana, v'amana lebacha yokiyach. You see, you know, according to the Ran Shita, right, that even though the simcha only lasts for 3 days, nevertheless, the bracha will last for 7 days, because bracha, in contrast to the simcha and the simlacha, bracha is based on the simcha slibo of the chasan, and therefore the bracha only requires the chasan to be present.
The assumption there is that when the Ran says, you know, that it's based on bracha ba'al simcha slibo shachasan kamed b'shas ha-su'udu, let's say, as opposed to saying that, you know, the kind of event that would that generates this sort of simcha has a different standard of how long the brachas that we're mitaking should last. Which is, we wouldn't say that necessarily the chasm has to be there b'shas suuda later on. Just that,
right, meaning
the simcha libo
the
that is generated by, you know, in that chasm, so that's something that you would chazar mitaking zayin brachas for.
Right.
Zayin yom.
But it doesn't, but at the end of the day, it doesn't necessarily mean that he has to be present.
Right.
At the end of the day, because he gets 7 days of bracha, he's so happy. But
right,
at the end of the day, it doesn't actually mean, 100%. And all the, I mean, the Ran and the Ritva will probably say the exact same, we'll agree with that. I mean, the Ritva, you never know, but the Ran certainly will agree with that. You know, the Ran says you don't need the chasan present. As long as you have the kala present, that's enough. And there are a couple of akronim out there that even say you don't need either one present. Any suda that that was made for the sake of the chuppah, you know, people gather there. Or if it was made at the makam chuppah, they say. Some people say that makam chuppah, or they were called, you know, bein amadu machas hilula. That, you know, that type of suda.
It's from that language.
Right, that you can make Mivarko feel of a shuk, and that they didn't do it during his meal. That's also a question in general, whether or not Sherevalos have to be tied to Suda or whether or not. Right, that's another question, that fundamental question.
That
Sherevalos
also makes it sound like
even
Tzirov too, and that's a little shame.
Because they bring the Kala out there to the. Oh, we can get to them. Yeah. But yeah, no. So then the shita that needs explaining, the shita of the Ritva, right? Why is it that you would need both the chasan and the kala present? So it's, you know, it's very. It could just be, you know, stam that you need them, but it could also be what?
It's like to be that hard.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. But it could be that the shita is right. It could be that, I mean, especially if the brachos are on the zivok, you know, just might need, you know, both of them to be there. But it could be that specifically the reason why the Ritva requires all of them there is specifically to sort of recreate the makom achupa. As we said, you know, many Rishonim say that by having panu chadashos there, you know, you're giving the panu chadashos for them. It's like the, you know, kiyom anasuin dami, the David Luhu kiyom anasuin, and so too for the Ritva. It could be that you need the chasam and kala specifically there, because otherwise, you know, you're not, you know, recreating the chuppah in a way that can allow you to say Sheva Brachos. Yes.
The whole point of the show is to argue on Tosfos that you don't need a specific makom chuppah. So you're saying that even though it's
that was the Ran. That wasn't the Ritva. Fakir. The Ran who says you don't need both the chasan in there, he argues on Tosfos and says you don't need makom chuppah. That's fine. That's shitaso. It works out beautifully.
The
Ritva is a bit more complicated, because he says,
why do you want it tied to makom chuppah?
He says,
it's a celebration of, or either reenactment, or it's a celebration of
even if it's a
reenactment. Right, I meant makom, like the more conceptual makom.
Right. The reason why you need makom is that reason also.
Right.
Meaning
if a Rishon said
both.
You
can say you don't need that and still have
exactly.
But the presence of the Chasam Kala, you would think,
right. Meaning
like a much more elemental requirement.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Yeah. Meaning, like, if a Rishon said both of them, no, I wouldn't be surprised. If he said neither one, I wouldn't be surprised. If he said one but not the other, that's still, you know, you could maintain that. It's not a problem. But it's not taken to the same extent as a Rishon who requires both.
Right. And that's for the opposite.
Yeah.
Right? Meaning, if we walk, you know, if you didn't know anything, you'd think that the presence of the Chassid of the
Kabbalah
is 1,000 times more important than the hall.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it clear you need the chasan kal together for brichas chasanim, beves chasanim, and for the
good. We'll say so. The sefer, this could be what you're saying, and that if it's not, let me know. Sefer
Aparte
says.
You're saying the rationale
says,
why you need both. The rationale why you need both over here is because the replication of the chasan.
Of the
chuppah, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying is it clear that b'shas chuppah you need the chasan and the kal together for.
How
you're making the bracha before the chuppah.
Yeah,
the chasan is there.
It's very
I mean, she may be like the you need a bracha to not
would
be
you
a
do
but she's not like you're not mevarich aleha, right? She's not.
No, it's
not a bracha.
I guess it also depends, right? If it's bracha samitzvah or it's bracha shabbat bodah, or it's the way I like to say, which is it's a kiyumin or a description or an explanation.
What's the reason to
for both of those you would want to have?
Right, is there
for all three you'd want to have both?
Is it more obvious that you need the kala there together with the chasan b'shas chuppah more so than for shabbat brachos?
I think so, because
on what basis?
Again,
the chuppah is when they're getting married.
Yeah, you're saying that.
Yeah, but if the bracha is on his mitzvah, let's say of nisuin, if honestly, that's why you need a relax siyasa.
That's the added dimension.
So why do you need the kala there before?
The added dimension of the actual marriage.
It's mitzvah
nisuin. It's a way of getting back to the chuppah, then everything goes back to the chuppah anyway. If you don't, I think the thing that you think is that there's one added dimension that the brachos of the chuppah have that you don't have during the Zayin Yom, and that is that it's a kiyum
the suin
itself.
Yeah, but let's say it's like
and therefore
the
that would be
suin,
the extra reason. That would be the extra reason why you want it. Let's say according to what I view the Rambam, let's say, where the Rambam, you know, but designed to be Mishnah Brachos Arachos Brachos, and there are some other Nafkamina too. So and he repeats them again, meaning the Rambam didn't mind spilling the ink and just writing over the Brachos again, which I thought he did. Instead of saying, oh, you say the same ones, you say it. It's his way of saying two different kiyumin. So I think the point is that what you have additionally and at the moment of the chuppah that you don't have to, this is also a kiyum, that's why you need to prior, etc. So that always is more of a reason to require both than you have to have. You say, oh, we're still remember, we're still sameach, you know, it's mitzura, maybe you can have, you know, only one party is enough to create that. But either of the three reasons that we give, or maybe there are more, would be enhanced by the presence of.
I don't know. I'm saying let's take it Birchas HaMitzvah. You shouldn't need the kala there. It's not her. It's not her mitzvah. It's a bracha.
We don't know.
Unless you have a problem of over to over, but.
Well, first of all, I don't know what the mitzvah chuppah is. We don't know that it's not her mitzvah.
Yeah, let's assume like Rav Ram and Rambam would probably had it right.
Yeah,
right, that's part of the made mitzvah kedushin.
Lisa Isham said, the Isham, this, if you want to take a Brahma Rambam, so the Isha is part of the, we don't know that he didn't apply to Isha too.
And she has a mitzvah linase?
Once you're going with her, I don't want to, you know, knowing it's a Brahma Rambam, yeah, but once you're going with a Brahma Rambam, and you're not reading the Rambam, you can choose over the Kuchanel, it's not saying it was the Erusin, and you think it's just Akdama to the Nesuin. There's no evidence that it applies to him more than to her.
Well, I'm saying the mitzvah is Lisa Isha Vixuvik Dushan. Can apply to.
So she has to be there.
Yeah, his mitzvah requires her presence.
Yeah,
but why does her presence for the mitzvah mean that she has to be present for the bracha?
Especially.
Saying, unless you want to say it's over to over.
You have to have chuppah rui levina. I mean, it's part of the intimacy, it's part of the symbol of their being. I mean, especially for the Rambam of all people. I mentioned earlier, it's not even shlichus, right?
Let's say the kala walked down after they made. Let's say they forgot to walk the kala down, and they made birchas chasanim first, right? And she's still, you know, behind the mechitza.
That's not the chuppah. The chuppah is according to the Rambam. The chuppah is yichad olam. So
brachos.
You make the
brachos. Yeah, I'm saying it's still the chuppa. The kala needs to be here for the chuppa. What is it? Yeah.
No,
it's still so close up. I'm saying over here.
So the chasm walks down. They make the brachos chasm.
It's still part of the. It's still the key in the in that ishos, which is the fact that they are together and they have this heter ichud or the fact of the ichud, etc. Very strange.
With
the over la over la over, if you want to call it.
I thought saying maybe you'll say over. It's prama over the over then.
It would be over then it would work.
That'll be a riot. You can't have the brachos without the kala there. That would be over the over.
But
no, I'm saying it would be even if you.
I'm saying it's just like a din, just like it's like not having the lulav there, b'shas. You know, b'shas natila.
Okay, so you can't.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be a riot. You can't have the.
But for the Rambam, for example, that we say that it's that Yichud is the in the suet. Right, we're still making the brachos b'shas chuppa for the Yichud.
We're making this brachos. According to the Rambam, that's why we always encourage the chasam kala to go as quickly as I can to the Yichud room because it's a problem. Except that we mostly don't worry about it so much because we don't really think that the Beis Yosef is b'shat that it's the Beis Mitzvah is so strong. But if you did, then it's more reason. I always tell Chassan Kabbalah to try to go as quick as possible.
Sorry, Rabbi doesn't want to dance the dance.
Otherwise, I'd love to do the dancing. Yeah. But the thing with the dancing is also it can be icing without the cake.
All right.
Shai, you also connect us to the question of the Seuda that you mentioned? Whether or not you would need to be...
Right, so that's another question. I didn't want to bring that up, but yeah, you could. You could question that, meaning it's the chup, right? If you assume that Shepherd Brachos is not related to Suda, then perhaps that's related, like, just because at the chup, there's not necessarily a Suda. So there isn't, right. So, yeah, you could relate to Suda. You don't have to, but you could.
Isn't there, in terms of the opposite option of Itzamar, if Kalar Abasi says, Phil's quote says, the Makar for Kasasanim is by Barakwa is Rifra.
Yeah.
So it seems to say that the focus is on the Kala.
The Kala. Yeah.
Which is one option which wasn't mentioned, which you didn't bring in.
100%, yeah. I hear that. Okay, yeah, 100%. There is a discussion over
there
about whether.
And the Chasm is not there.
The Chasm is not even there, yeah.
Right, yeah. Which according to Shudas to say that that's referring to Birkas Hasanim, right?
Yeah,
so that's okay.
Okay, but the Shliach, that's a Chiddush also, right? Because the Shliach is not the Chasan, he's just doing the Maishan.
Right. So
you wouldn't need the Chasan and the
Kala. But if it's a kind of chuppah which is neat on the Shliach, that's not a problem. What I was saying was if it's Yichud or Roy Leviya or it's Prisas Taliso or Yichud or that kind of thing.
That was also before the.
I guess if it's.
That's not Shepard Brachos per se, so you could be. Theoretically, you could be the Kala, but yeah, it's Makar, I should have mentioned, you're right.
And if the Kala Abasi says, once so it's a Makar Brachos Kiddushin, brings a Pasuk, and United Brachos a Kala, and it brings.
Right. Yeah. So that also could be. Okay. Also, on that line, I'm not going to read it together. So I have just the Sefer Apardes says that if the Chasim, he has an interesting Shita. He says that if the Chasim and the Kala go elsewhere, then you can make Birkas Hasanami, even if they're not in the Makam HaChuppah. And you could read the Sefer Parties in two different ways. You could read it, he might just be saying what we've already seen, that you know you need the Chasam and Kala both to be present in order to say Birkas Hasanim, but perhaps he's saying, Dafka, if the Chasam and Kala go elsewhere away from the Makam HaChuppah, then you would need the Chasam and Kala both to be present. But if you're in the Makam HaChuppah, it could be then you wouldn't need the Chasam and Kala to be present, because then you already automatically have enough Tzir for the Chuppah. It's already enough of a reenactment, and you wouldn't need both parties there. Okay, that's it for that. So yeah, moving on. Okay, so the next time period that I want to discuss is a time period which is actually not mentioned in our Gemara, but it's one which a few fascinating shitas actually create, which is Ad Bias Mitzvah. There are a number of Rishonim that say that the mitzvah simcha somehow either disappears or becomes much less following Bias Mitzvah, but does not continue afterwards. The most prominent of these shitos is a Ran in Masechet Sukkah. The Ran in Sukkah says, you know, famous Gemara says, Chasam v'shishmina, chasam v'chol b'nei achapa are pater from Sukkah kol shiva, right? They're pater from Sukkah all 7 days. The Ran over there comments that there are some other shitos mentioned, the Gemara there, that seems to say they're chayiv, and the Ran over there says, Inami, smack in the middle of the Ran over there, Inami, chasam nechoba basin asun abila lo mikra sukkah mitzvah. Following the Bias Mitzvah, the chasen and kovnei achopa are no longer considered a subgum the mitzvah. And hence, many of the shitos in the Gemara over there say that they would actually be chayiv in kriyashma and on all the other mitzvos other than sukkah. They'd be chayiv in all those mitzvos starting immediately following the bias mitzvah. They're only considered a sukkim b'mitzvah until the bias mitzvah. By the tiri misukkah, and the reason why they're pater from sukkah for all 7 days, vishun the mitztarin hein, kol hecha delo chadu badechasan kol shiva. Because there's some sort of psychologically bothering them if they can't be mismach with the chasan for the full 7 days. And therefore, there's the Torah of mitztar from sukkah, which extends for the whole week. But the Torah of Osek B'mitzvah, that mitzvah of Chasam Nikal seemingly only extends until the B'yas Mitzvah. That's the Shita of the Ran. The Ran is not
You're assuming that means there's just no mitzvah simcha at all after, as opposed to saying that the key that the Osek Mitzvah wouldn't apply because you've already begun the mitzvah. I mean, I don't know.
So the question is, he says they're no longer considered Sukin B'mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah?
And the question is, if there's still a mitzvah chasan, why are they not considered sukkah mitzvah anymore? Tirda can't be a factor because that was the previous lashon of the Ran. But he seems to say, I mean, you could theoretically read it that way. I'm just not sure how to come up with.
General question about what's mitzvah chasan mitzvah. Let's say if you haven't yet been in kind, but you're being osik in the ma'aseh mitzvah, or you're not being in kind until later, or like for instance a shabbos avodah.
But so why is the Shushpinim? So at the end of the day, why is it that the Shushpinim don't have a mitzvah of Simchas Chasan?
No,
why do you think
it's
a mitzvah of Simchas Chasan?
I'm not sure.
Why is the mitzvah of Simchas Chasan?
Why just the mitzvah of Simchas Chasan? What do you mean?
Why do you assume the Osei B'mitzvah is the mitzvah of Simchas Chasan?
Because that's the mitzvah the Shushpinim have.
Yeah.
I mean, right. I'm not sure what else. They don't have the mitzvah.
They're not getting married. His whole plan is that the Din Simcha, right, clearly the Din Simcha extends for all 7 days. And there's a chiyuv l'sameach.
So that's what I'm saying, that it's...
So I think
it's for the osik mitzvah, maybe you're not once you've been mekayin the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah nechachas in the sense that you're mekayin the mitzvah as you go on, but
right. You're
starting the base of the obligation.
That's what I'm saying, that's the chasan himself. But at the end of the day, for the b'nei achopa and the shushpina and everyone else,
yeah.
So what happened to their mitzvah? So seemingly he's saying that their mitzvah of simcha disappears after the mitzvah.
Maybe the mitzvah here is the mitzvah.
As kolban, there's still mesameach chasam v'chala afterwards until the shabbat. Is there a sukkim and mitzvah? They are considered to be
doing a mitzvah.
Yeah, involved in being time of mitzvah. But since they've already discharged their basic obligation, so there's not going to be a osik mitzvah.
Well, he doesn't say they're not considered pater ben mitzvah. He says lo mikru oskin to mitzvah.
Yeah,
they're not doing mitzvah.
I mean, actually, that lashon is better. He doesn't say, ain't no mitzvah. I'm not sure you have to say that. Mitzvah simcha payimus. I'm not saying it's. I have compelling reason to think that's what he's saying. I'm saying
I'm saying it's a conceptual possibility, but I don't know how you could. I don't know how you could maintain that. Meaning, at the end, meaning you could. I know what you're trying to do. But you're trying to be mechalik between doing a mitzvah and having a Torah, both mitzvah and mitzvah. I understand. You could definitely be mechalik. That problem is why? Why is there a code?
You do find that in another context. Right?
Good, but what, over here, why?
It's an imminent question in osik mitzvah patur mitzvah.
What?
That's an imminent question in osik mitzvah patur mitzvah. Let's say you discharge your basic obligation.
Oh, so saying in this context, though, why?
Is that going to be docha? Let's say you've been mechalik mitzvah lulu. And you want to be Oche's kol kolayim.
Yeah.
So is that going to be pater you from other mitzvahs?
What?
Maybe not. Even if you assume that.
Do you? Yeah.
So we'll just sidestep that point. That if you don't think that the pater is made in simcha altogether, I mean you don't find that the mechayev of shoshvina is just in the simcha.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Sameach Chasam Nikala.
Right.
Like maybe it's part of, in order to have
helping him out and stuff like that.
Or it's creating the Nisuin. And that's, so they're Osek the Mitzvah on Nisuin.
And then you would say that Simcha in general would not,
the Chi of Simcha
would not be enough to be of Torah Vos Mitzvah Patu Mitzvah.
Right. The Mitzvah on Nisuin has to terminate at a certain point.
You might go for the
Shem Nesuin to be continued going on.
That's the Yom Tov of the aftermath.
Either way, you'd have to.
I just said this is solve the problem. If you say that they're osig, because it sounds like also they have the same chiv here the chassan has, right? Chassan v'chol shashvinov turin. So the chassan, his osig mitzvah is mitzvah tanesuin, so their patur is also mitzvah tanesuin.
Well, his you could have said is all.
Yeah. Okay. We can definitely have longer discussions about this, Ron. There are other makoros also that point in this direction. Very strange makoros. There's a tshuva of the Bach. Tshuva of the Bach, that's cited in a few in the Shach and the Beis Shmuel, that says that after Bias Mitzvah, we no longer say Birkas Asher Bara. Even though the Gemara says you say it for the entire week, the Bach doesn't address that. He says that once the Bias Mitzvah has occurred, you no longer say the Baruch of Asher Bara. Not only that, the Beis Shmuel assumes Mikol Shekein Deim Mevarachin Zayin Barachos. He cites the Bach and say he says that according to the Bach, seemingly if you don't say Asher Bara, Kal V'chomer, you won't say Shavar Barachos. The Shavar Barachos entirely, they'll stop. Even if you have Panu Chadashos, it all stops at Bias Mitzvah. How that fits with our Gemara, given that you know the Gemara was assuming that Bias Mitzvah usually took place within a day or two, but still said that. The Shavar Brachos went on for the week, I'm not sure. But I'll call upon him. You do see that a lot of these Rishonim, Acharonim, have this shear that the Simcha of Nisuan, there's some level of Simcha that only takes place until the Bias Mitzvah, but following the Bias Mitzvah, that level of Simcha is no longer present. The question is why that would be. And there are a number of different possible explanations for why that could be. A number of explanations which have been discussed in previous Chaburas this year. In Itamar's and Rebbe's and Jason's about how it could be that one possibility is that it could be that the kinyan of Nisuin somehow is enhanced through the Bias Mitzvah. The Bias Mitzvah is a portion of the kinyan of Nisuin to an extent. It's one option. Other options are that somehow since the Bias Mitzvah is the beginning of a certain element of the Ishus itself, of married life, so that itself is the reason why until that begins there's a certain level of simcha which exists until the couple has done that. And there are other mikoros that could be cited, you know, in support of this, which were already mentioned in previous chaburos. Okay, moving forward and backward. Backward because we're now going to the next portion of the chabur, just to focus for a couple minutes in this one of the year on the Yom HaChuppah. On the day of the Chuppah itself. And again, this is something that was already, you know, Itamar spoke a little bit about earlier this year, and a few other people, about how on the day of the Chuppah itself, there seems to be a special idea of Simcha. The Pasuk in Shirim refers to the day Yom Chuppah So, Yom Simchas Libo, seems to say that the day of a Chasana is the day of Simchas Libo, where the Chasana has extra Simcha. And there are a lot of makoros on our Amud, in our Perek, we don't have an Amud, in our Perek that in the Rishonim that point to this famous makoros, right, the Meiri and Daf Dalid, who says that he's bothered by the question about why it is that how is it that the Shiva Simei HaMishta are able to override the Shiva Simei HaBelos? How is it that we, in the Gemara over there by Pito Avoy, and where the Meisav Shalchasim Yom Shalkala, why is it that the Shimei Mishta come first? So he says that just like there's a smach for Avelos min HaTorah, Kmosh Yishmach min HaTorah LaAvelos, Sho Yom Rishon Nidiksivach Rishach Yomar, Kach Yishmach Yom Rishon Shalchasana B'Yom Chasanoza. So too, there's also a smach for the first day of a Chasana based on that pasuk. There are and the Rosh similarly says, he quotes the Ramah, Meir Abulafia, who says that this also explains the sheet of the Bahag. The Bahag was of the opinion that in general anytime you have a Simcha Midrabanan, so Avelos will be knowing on that day. So for example, the Bahag said on Yantav Sheni you'll have Avelos will be knowing on Yantav Sheni, and the Ramah and a lot of you should what?
Avelos.
Yeah, because Duraisa. So the question is, according to the Bahag, how does he explain our Gemara, right? Our Gemara, Shiva Simei Mishta, Pasha Soling Durabanan. So how is it that the Avelos is Chal on the Shiva Simei Mishta? So Mir Levi Kasav, Dio Mechot Shasim Chaskasan, Havi Duraisa. The first day is Min HaTorah. It is Mid Duraisa. Diksiv, Biyom Chasun Aso, and of course, he doesn't quote Pasuk from the Torah, but he quotes Pasuk from Shir HaShirim. Biyom Chasun Aso, Biyom Simchas Libo. Alma, Simchas Libo, Biyom Rishon, Yeshlo, Smach Min HaTorah. He goes back, first he called it Duraisa, but then he he backs off a little bit and calls it Smach Min HaTorah. There's an idea of Simcha of Yom Rishon for one day. And there are a lot of places in our sugyas that we actually find that. One of the ones where I was most fascinated to find it was actually one on one of the Gemaras in Daf Yud Zayin discussing dancing with the Kala. So the Gemara over there says that the Mutter L'Estakel L'Fnei Kala Kol Shevet quotes one opinion that says that one is allowed to look at the Kala's face for all 7 days. In order to make her chaviv on her husband. By her husband seeing that everyone's looking at his wife, he'll be thinking to himself, oh, I have such a beautiful wife, everyone's looking at her. So so a person's allowed to look at her for all 7 days. So, Leisel Chazakvasa, Gemara concludes, based on concerns of Hiror, what this might lead to, that a person is actually not allowed to look at the Bifnei Kala, to be mistakel Bifnei Kala called Shiva. Most Rishonim say that there's a difference between Istakos and Re'ia, and it could be that it's mutter to see the Kala, even though one's not supposed to be mistakel at her and stare at her. But some of the Rishonim over here say that they say when the Gemara says Leis Hilchsa Kvasei, that it's only referring to half of the statement. It says the Talmid Rabbein Yonah have a fascinating line. They say, quoting the Sheet of Mikrobetzes, they say that Mutter L'Stakel Bnei Kala Kol Shiva, when the Gemara says we don't pass it like that, it just means that you're not allowed to look at her for all 7 days. Aval B'Yom Rishon, Rabbein Yonah says, but on the first day of the Chuppah, Shehu Ikar Achibu V'Etzal Baila, that's the day when the relationship can be enhanced the most. Ikar Achibu V'Etzal Baila, when the cherishment is most important, Mutter. On that day, the day of the Chuppah, so then it will be Mutter to be Mistakel B'Fnei Kala. Even though, yes, there are concerns of Hiror, but the Rabbein Yonah says that when it comes to the Yom Chasunasso, the concern for Chibu V'Etzal Baila overrides all of that. And there are a few other Makoros also on our Amudim, which we're not going to discuss now, but I put them on the Makoros sheet. It's a fascinating base of Bechira and the Ritva, which also point to the special significance of the first day of the Chuppah. Okay, so the last main topic that I want to focus on today is the Simcha of Shana Rishona. Simcha of Shana Rishona alluded to in the Pasuk, Dvarim Chavdalad, hey. So, Ki Kachi Shachar Ashal, Leitseba Tzva, Leivor Lav Lechol Devar. When a person marries someone, marries a new wife, so he can't go out to the army, and the army's not allowed to be, ask him to do anything. He should be free for his house for 1 year, and he is commanded to make his wife happy. The Ritva and Argamara, the Ritva says that when Argamara says that for 12 months, right, for the 12 months following the Chuppah, if one invites his friends, if one invites his friends to a Suda, and they come, so the lach is that he says just simply no, and the Ritva on that Gemara comments, Perish Adkan Nimshecha Simcha Sachasan. He says that why is it that you say simply mono for the full year? Because it's until the end of the 12 months that the Simcha Sachasan continues. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Nakiya Leveso Shana Achas V'Simach Esishto Asher Lakach. He quotes the Pasuk of Nakiya Leveso and the Simach Esishto Asher Lakach as the source for saying Shasimcha Bim Ono for all 12 months. So, question is whether or not that connection is Pashad, is it a Chiddush of the Ritva? So, before we get to discussing that, a few points of background to the mitzvah of the Simach. Is that really, the question is that really the basis of saying Shasimcha Bim Ono Kol Yud Beis Chodesh? So to analyze that, first we have to take a step back and analyze the mitzvah of Simcha during Shana Rishona. As there are a number of fundamental questions that have to be asked. Fundamental question number one, really fundamental, is does this mitzvah even exist? There are many Rishonim that are out there, and the Gemara doesn't say anywhere that there's a mitzvah of Simcha during Shana Rishona. The Gemara doesn't say anywhere that a chasan or other people have a mitzvah of being mismeh chasan mikala going out, for the entire year. All we have is this mitzvah, this prohibition for the klal to call on the chasan to contribute in wartime, possibly to help out even with the drachim and tzarchei ir in wartime. So many Rishonim actually say that this mitzvah doesn't exist. There is no mitzvah of simcha during Shana Rishona. Okay, so why is it then that the Torah pater, why is it that the Torah patur this chasan from war if there's no mitzvah for him to be misameach? So the truth is, if you think about it, it's not such a strong question, because this chasan is not the only one who's patur from war, right? Who else is patur from war based on the same, you know, same drasha? At least according to the Mishnayos, anyone who planted a new vineyard, or anyone who just built a new house, right? Those two people also, if you just inaugurated a new house, you just planted a new vineyard, so you're also going to be putter from battle for the full year. As far as I know, I don't know of anyone who says that a person has a mitzvah of simcha when he builds a new house, right? When he builds a new house, or when he plants a new vineyard. Nobody says that he has a mitzvah to make his house happy or his vineyard happy. Right? It's ludicrous, right? So, seemingly, many Rishonim say, Smag, for example, and many others, they say that this mitzvah doesn't exist. There's no mitzvah of Simcha Shana Rishona. It's just a Ptur from battle. Why is there a Ptur from battle? Because different explanations are given. Nachman HaBavli was famous for giving one of them. He says that it could be that a person who just did one of these things can be extra distracted. Right? A chassan during his first year, if he goes out to war, he'll be distracted, he won't be able to focus on the war, it'll be a detriment to his fellow soldiers, and therefore the Torah patters him from battle. But nothing to do with a special mitzvah simcha. There are other approaches out there beyond that might have to do with the fact that the Torah, even in times of war, wants to focus on, Shimshon Raphael Hirsch says this, that focus on individuals, make sure the Kali Yisrael keeps on building up even in times of battle, that's also going to be, you know, building up, you know, our own, you know, building up things at home is also important even in times of war. So that's how they can understand the Torah. Even though these Rishonim, they all deny the concept of Simcha during Rishon Rishonim. Other Rishonim, they argue. The Rambam, the Fino.
One could say, listen, the reason for it is because we want the husband, but it's not a mitzvah.
Good. We'll get to that. We'll get to that later. Yeah, I mean, I'm saying there's no mitzvah. Correct. We'll get 100%. Yes, I'm going to get to that exactly.
That's not the rationale for Naki Eloveso.
I'm saying that's what you could say.
According to these Rishonim, there's no mitzvah. I'll get to that, how that applies to what we want to say, but there's no mitzvah of Simcha Shana Rishonim. That's the point. Okay. Continue. So, but other Rishonim argue. Other Rishonim say that no, of course there is a mitzvah Simcha during Shana Rishonim. These Rishonim fall into different camps. Some Rishonim, the famous Sefer HaChinuch that Itamar quoted in his Chabura, Sefer HaChinuch says that what's the reason behind this mitzvah? It's in order to ensure that the chasan becomes loyal to his wife. In order to ensure, he says, Sefer HaChinuch says, I'm not going to read it inside, but he says that when by the chasan staying around the kala for the full 12 months, it will ensure that the chasan becomes familiar with the kala, and it will ensure that he remains loyal to her, and his love will all be focused on her rather than focused on another woman, and thereby he'll be able to have children that are normal and won't be, you know, and he won't be thinking about other women and end up having glados for not ideal. So that's the Sefer HaChinuch perspective on the mitzvah. Other Rishonim, the Barbanel, for example, take a bit more of an intuitive perspective on the mitzvah, saying that it's a mitzvah for the chassan to make his wife happy for the year, right? A mitzvah not about, you know, making sure the chassan remains loyal, but a mitzvah that to ensure that the chassan, the way that Barbanel says it, he passed ishto k'dei l'samcha. It's from his wife's perspective, in order to make her happy. Adam chayv la'asos lisha chadash. He phrases it as a mitzvah which a person is chayv to do for his wife. She spies liba bo v'te'aveu. It's in order that she should come to love him. Right? He has a mitzvah to make her happy for the entire year. She spies liba bo v'te'aveu. In order to ensure that she loves him. So there's a machlokes what the reasoning by this mitzvah is. There's also mitzvah whether or not this is there's also machlokes whether or not this is an active mitzvah or a passive mitzvah. Many Rishonim say, Sefer Yireim, for example, say that there is an active mitzvah for the chassan to do things on behalf of his wife, The Sefer Yerim says that chasna is a mitzvah. The simach as ishto behold varm sheyodea sheyesh la simcha. He says he has to go out of his way to be mesameach his wife with all things that he knows that she likes and that will make her happy. Other Rishonim take a bit more of a passive view towards this mitzvah and say that the Rambam perhaps may fall into this camp. The Rambam may hold that the mitzvah is just not to do things to take him away from his wife for the year. For example, he can't go out to war, and not only cannot go out to war, perhaps he can't go out for business, according to the Rambam, for the duration of the 12 months. But it could be that there's no active chiyuv simcha. In contrast to the Rambam, who said that the chasna has an active chiyuv simcha towards his wife, the Rambam says that it's more passive. There's also a discussion in these Rishonim, famous machlogas, whether or not the mitzvah is specifically, as many of these Rishonim have said, that the chasna needs to be mesmeach his wife. Right, the way one targum puts it, v'yechde yas itzei, the chasen has a chiyuv to make his wife happy, or as targum Yonason says it, v'yechde in itzei. Contrary to the way the grammar of the pasuk seems to phrase itself, the targum Yonason says that the mitzvah is actually to be mismeach with one's wife for the entire year. Okay, so that's the background to the mitzvah of simcha during Shana Rishona. The question is whether or not Simcha b'mono is going to be related. The fact you say Simcha b'mono for 12 months, is that related to the Simcha or not? So leaving the Ritva aside for a moment, I would be inclined, my inclination would have been to say that there's no connection between the two. Certainly no connection between the mitzvah of Simcha Shana Rishona and the idea of saying Simcha b'mono in our Gemara. Why? Well, very apropos Gemara for today. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Yisrael Shebechutz Laaretz Ov the Avodah Zarah B'Tahara. That Jews that are living in Chutz Laaretz are worship Avodah Zarah B'Tahara. Ketzad how? So the Gemara goes to say that whenever a goy marries off his daughter, he makes a whole marriage party, and he'll invite the Jew, and that's a violation of the pasuk B'Kara Lacha V'Chatam Yizivcho. By attending the goy's party for his Avodah Zarah, so he will be. You will essentially just by being invited and coming, you will have it's considered as if you ate from the actual sacrifice towards the Avodah Zarah itself. And the Gemara there says Hilkach, therefore, Kol Tlasin Yomin, the 30 days after the Chasana, Bein Amar Leimachos Yulula, Bein Lomar Leimachos Yulula Asar. The first 3 days after the Chasana, whether or not he invites you, and says it's because of the Klapa, or whether or not he just invites you without saying why, it's Asar to attend. You can't be allowed from 30 days till 12 months. E amalei machus yilula aser. But you'll amalei machus yilula shari. From 30 days till 12 months, if he says because of the chopa, then it's aser. Otherwise, it's motor. But you amalei machus yilula dey maser. Marpava ad treisa yakishata. We can't be amas aser. Marpava mishen derav and mikira masari besimta. Sound familiar? Yes. Right. That was literally the exact same shiurim that came up in our Gemara. Does this guy have a mitzvah of simcha during Shana Rishona? Probably not. Right, maybe, probably not. I would assume that.
Maybe it's built into the Hagdara of Davak Bishto. No, but Davak Bishto. To the extent that there's a Chalos Ishos for non-Jews, so then they'll have a parallel obligation of Simchal Kule.
Okay, you could make a case. I think Pashtus is not that way.
You could also make a parallel argument.
What? To make sure Klal Yisrael have good blood also. Okay. Yeah, exactly. You could do it. Don't get me wrong. You could do it. It requires a lot of assumptions. Pashtus is, I would say, that the Gemara Pashtus, you see that these shiurim apply even absent a formal mitzvah of Simcha. Additionally, if you think about it, what exactly is this mitzvah that goes on for the 12 months, right? The Aruch HaShulchan phrases it very well. Gamal Pashti Dekra, Ein Simcha Pasek Zeh, B'Simchas Mishtos U'Bitul Melacha. The Simcha of these 12 months, it's very different than the Simcha of Shavu Brachos week, right? We discussed earlier in this year there might be an Isser Melacha for portions of Shavu Brachos. Nobody says there's a total Isser Melacha for the whole 12 months, and not just that, but the Simcha of Shana Rishona seems to be a lot more focused on the chasan and kala themselves, the chasan being mesameach the kala or with the kala, but when it comes to making a suda and saying simcha b'mono, seems you could maintain that it's included, but it seems to be different. It seems to be very different. So one, my inclination would be to think instead. Hold on for one second, because you're probably about to say what I'm about to say. So I would be inclined to say that in reading this Ritva, one could make a case that this Ritva, whether or not this Ritva is saying this, one could point to a lot of other Rishonim first. We'll get to the other Rishonim, then we'll get back to the Ritva. A lot of other Rishonim that seem to say, a lot of other Rishonim quote the pasuk of Simimach Hasishto, but they don't say Mishum Simimach Hasishto. What they say is Vesimle Davar, Nakiya Leves Hashanah Chasimach. You see from this pasuk, it's a simen, that you see that the Simcha of Nesuin lasts for 12 months. And the Tozer Rush also, he says, Mishum the Simcha Skasim Nakal Hashanah. You see that the Simcha lasts for 12 months. But not necessarily that the formal mitzvah of V'simach Hasishto is being fulfilled here through the Simcha, and that's why we're saying Shas Simcha B'mono. And similarly, the Sefer Itta says Zman Simchi. It's a time of Simcha, meaning the Pasuk is more just a simen. You see from the Pasuk, the fact that the Torah said that a man needs to make his wife happy for 12 months, you see from that that this is a time of Simcha. It's a time, you know, it's a, if you want to say, even a psychological time of Simcha. But not necessarily that there's actually a mitzvah that's connected to Shas Simcha B'mono. And it could even be that is what the Ritva is saying. One possible proof to this is one can say based on the Torah. The Torah, very important Torah, because this Torah explains why is it that we all read our Gemara. It says you do, you know, after 7 days, you know, sometimes you'll say Simcha B'mono, and after 30 days you'll continue saying Simcha B'mono. Nowadays, you know, none of us have ever seen anyone actually do that. Why? So the Torah says, nowadays, Kasar Sefer Mitzvos, Va'idna, nowadays, Arva Kol Simcha, Ve'in Lomar Osa Klal, Achar Shiva. Once Sheva Brachos passes, nowadays we say, Arva Kol Simcha, we no longer have Beis HaMikdash, we're not in the time of Simcha, and therefore, we don't say Shas Simcha Mono once Sheva Brachos are over. So this Torah is interesting, because the Torah, if you want to say the Svar of Arva, why is it Arva Kol Simcha? When do we apply that rule? Right. Obviously, the Torah didn't say what did the Torah not say? The Torah didn't say that because of Arva Kol Simcha we dispense with all the Simcha related to Chuppah. Right. What did he say? He said that because of Arva Kol Simcha you dispense with following Sheva Brachos. Right. Specifically, the 30 days in the Shana Rishona Simcha. So that Simcha is dispensed with. So seemingly, shot in the Torah might be that Shesimcha B'mono is something. I saw this in the Sefer. One of the things on Bar Ilan, a piece by a certain Rav Amihud Levine. Never heard of him. It's it was published in a journal called Oraisa. He says over there that it could be Simcha B'mono is taloi on not on a mitzvah of Simcha, but on a metzias of Simcha. In order to say Simcha B'mono, it needs to be a time of happiness, but not one where there's a chiyuv of happiness per se. And therefore, when you
there are certain things like Ashavara and Zion Brachos that connect to Chavtashal Simcha and a specific Simcha that you're dealing with also. So, Ein Domes, Simchas Chasa Makala, to Simchas Mila, to Simchas Bidin Adem, to Simchas Kinyas Bayas, etc. What you see about just Simcha B'mono with the Havamina of Mila, and possibly even with the rejection of it, Shemtzar and Inuka, which it's still Kibbutz Shal Rav, is that it's a bit of Simchas Agapa. Mm-hmm. Which probably parallels what he's saying. In other words, it's not you're not making the bracha on the chavtashal simcha. You're making the bracha on the fact that there
he's
is,
he's happy.
He's happy, but for good right. For yeah. Good halachic
halachic happy. Yeah, right. Meaning if you're just happy, it's not right. Yeah, exactly. But you need a metzias of simcha in order to make the bracha.
Right. Now, there's a chumras associated with that.
Exactly. Like the Meiri says, for example, that in the case of Meis Havishal Chasim Miyon Shal Kala and Miyom Achopa, so then you won't say Shesimcha B'mono, right? You'll still say Shavu Brachos, of course. But when it comes to Shesimcha B'mono, you need a metzias of Simcha.
You would have to say then those who say there is a mitzvah, you have to say something like that.
You would have to say that
there's no mitzvah.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Yeah, you'll need to say that it's not totally on the 100%, yeah. The smoggle, of course, needs to say that, yeah.
Are you saying that that the common denominator of the simen is the shape chasam bakala or the tzir of the simcha? Or are you saying something different?
Say
in other words, you're trying to explain the ritva, right?
Right.
So you're saying because Rishonim use the language, it's a simon, which I agree. But
right.
So are you saying that, would you agree to say that the common denominator, though, is not that, even if there's no mitzvah of the Simcha Chasisha,
it's a time that's proper for Simcha.
There's still a shame cost. It reflects at minimum that we still relate to them as Chasen Kama,
right,
or that there's still enough tziruv
right
in this period that if you feel a certain way, you know,
right, because otherwise it would just be not. It would be nothing.
So maybe Cheftza Shasimchas Chasen Makala is no longer there. It's a shame Chasen Kala there. The tziruv to the Simcha, you know, to not more than a year ago is still there.
Right.
So that would be the common. That's kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%. That's
Wait,
it.
Are you using this tour as a raya that the Simcha Mono is not triggered by the chiyuv of the Simcha Chasisa Shana Achas? Is that what the raya of Arba Kol Simcha is?
Yes. Yeah. That's one of the. I mean, yeah. Because I'm saying you see from the Torah that Simcha Mono can be dispensed with based on the idea of Arba Kol Simcha. Whereas obviously the Torah is not going to say that Shavuot Brachos are dispensed with based on
well,
that.
It's more, excuse me,
so
distinguishing qualitatively between Yud-Beis Chodesh.
But it's still neutral to whether the Simcha Chasisa Shana Achas is Mechayiv Simcha or whether it's just descriptive of Simcha, right?
Correct. Yeah, correct. No. I mean, it could be Mechayiv Simcha, but that doesn't have to do with Simcha Mono. Correct. You could still maintain that the Simach is a Chiyuv or it's not a Chiyuv.
The Simach as Ishto post-Churban, right, triggers a lower level Chiyuv than it did prior to the Churban.
No. I'm just saying that Simcha B'mono would be.
You're just trying to show there's no tlius between just Simcha B'mono and the Simach, because you had the Simach. You're not going to say there's no Simach because of Arba Kol Simcha.
Or no, you would say that the Simach of Yud-Beis Chodesh has to be muted because of Churban.
Right, but either way, we're trying. Am I right?
The din of Zechel Churban, but you have to.
Right, yeah, and the mitzvah of Simcha.
Yeah,
exactly.
You have to mitigate all expressions of Simcha.
One is
so that
there's a
first expression of Simcha to go on Chasda
and Sheva Brachos. Right, and also that
there's
no
direct correlation between Shasimcha.
Yeah. All right. There's one could continue this discussion in regard to Erison. We're not going to do it now. But some of the makoros that are necessary for such a discussion, I included on the makoros sheet at the end here. Thank you all for coming and listening.
Sure.
And,
next week, Donnie's going to speak about Almodama. Okay. And who's there the week after that?